News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump has arrived in Saudi Arabia. It's the first stop in his three-nation visit to the Middle East this week. He was welcomed by the Saudi crown prince, who will hold talks with the president about U.S. efforts to dismantle Iran's nuclear program and end the war in Gaza, among other topics. The Trump administration's agreement with China to temporarily slash tariffs for 90 days offered a reprieve in the trade war. But Bankrate senior analyst Mark Hamrick says even with the current pause, tariffs are still higher than what they used to be.
Let's remember that as we began the year, we have entered into and still are at a condition where tariffs remain high. And so there remains a great deal of risk in this environment, principally with respect to the economy, of higher inflation, as well as slower growth and a loss of jobs. But the stepping down in the biggest part of this trade war with China is a welcome development.
The stock market rallied yesterday on the news. It appears House Republicans are not pursuing President Trump's suggestion to raise the tax rate on millionaires.
The Ways and Means Committee released nearly 400 pages of legislation on Monday, setting the stage for permanently extending Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act, or TCJA, as well as a host of other new Trump tax priorities. Notably absent from the sweeping piece of legislation is a proposal floated last week that would have established a new tax bracket for people making $2.5 million per year or more, taxing them at 39.6%, which was the top rate before TCJA lowered it to 37%. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
21-year-old Eden Alexander has been reunited with his family after being held hostage in Gaza for more than 19 months. Hamas released the American Israeli yesterday. More at townhall.com.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, UN inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax, on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Good Tuesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning, and it's raining and a number of problems already. There was a wreck in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're still blocking the left-hand lane. The vehicles are out of the tunnel. They're on the south side in the painted out area, so they haven't released that left-hand lane yet. I see people driving in it, but the overhead arrow is still red. So there's an impact on 95. Already, 895 already has a backup as well. There's a wreck on the Beltway outer loop before the ramp at the BW Parkway. If you're coming down from Nursery Road, you're heading towards the Parkway on the outer loop. Several lanes are blocked in that area. I think this wreck in Baltimore County, it's near the golf course at Hunt Valley. I think this vehicle might be on its roof. Paper Mill Road at Cooper Road gets a little windy right in there on Paper Mill Road. And, of course, the big story in the city overnight, crews are still working at the 7-alarm fire. Roadways blocked off West Baltimore around Edmondson Avenue and Bentelow Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With widespread rain and heavy rain at times, flooding is a concern. No flooding issues at the moment, but we'll be watching it. Showers off and on today, 72. Showers and some thunder tomorrow, 76 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 63 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 67 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. More than 225 firefighters responded to the scene of a 7-alarm blaze at a West Baltimore warehouse. Crews called to North Benelou and Edmondson on Monday evening found heavy smoke and fire coming from the multi-story building. The fire broke out near the train tracks, disrupting service on Amtrak and the MARC line. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says the area has water pressure issues and smaller water mains, so outside water had to be transported to the scene. An Anne Arundel County man has been arrested in connection with a hit-and-run crash involving a Maryland State Police cruiser. Ryan Heim is accused of striking the trooper's vehicle on Route 50 in Annapolis Monday afternoon. He is criminally charged with secondary assault, transportation of a handgun on person, a hit-and-run, fleeing and eluding, and other charges related to the incident. No one injured, and the investigation is ongoing. Maryland's AG, the Independent Investigations Division, is reviewing Monday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore. Police fatally shot a man in the 4600 block of York Road after he allegedly fired shots at them as they were approaching him around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. And city police investigating a triple shooting in South Baltimore. Officers received a shot spotter alert for gunfire in the 1100 block of Sergeant Street. Monday evening, they found two women who had been shot. Both victims taken to hospitals, and they are both in stable condition. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers and, of course, Snyon Sports coming up.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
In 6/22/25, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Post positions announced yesterday for Preakness 150. 9 horses will compete in Saturday's race. Bob Baffert's entry, goal-oriented, slotted on the rail. Derby favorite and second-place finisher, Journalism, will fire out of the number 2 gate. Dwayne Lucas' horse, American Promise, the 16th-place finisher at the Kentucky Derby and son of Triple Crown winner, Justify, slotted in the number 3 post at 15-1. Capitals find themselves now in the eye of the hurricane as Carolina wreaked havoc on him again last night.
Hurricanes nearly had a 2-on-1. Now they have numbers. Here's Carrier with a shot. He scores. It's Walker who gives Carolina a 4-2 advantage.
Kenny Albert had the call on TNT. Sean Walker's first of the postseason was the backbreaker. It did make it 4-2 Carolina on their way to a 5-2 win and a 3-1 series lead. Birds back home tonight to start a 6-game homestand, beginning with 3 against the Twins. First pitch tonight, 6:35. The slim man, Kate Povich, will take the hill for Baltimore. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rashad Bateman draws interest from the Cowboys. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, May the 13th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome. And here are your top stories coming up in this hour. Calls for the Secretary of Juvenile Services, Vinnie Schirale's head after the fatal car crash in Howard County took a woman's life there. We'll take a look at the arguments that being made on whether or not President Trump will have to suspend habeas corpus. And the top story here today, President Trump signing yesterday an executive order to lower drug prices. Once again, this is a promise made. No other president has ever done this, although many have talked about it in both parties. No other president has put Americans first when it comes to American drug companies, pharmaceutical manufacturers, and why, look, here are the statistics. According to recent data, the prices Americans pay for brand-name drugs are more than three times the price that other nations pay, even after accounting for discounts that manufacturers provide in the U.S. The U.S. has less than 5% of the world's population, yet we bear 75% of the global pharmaceutical profits. That's what we fund. We bear the cost of that.
Makes no sense.
And yesterday, President Trump signed the executive order putting an end to this.
But it's called most favored nation. We are going to pay the lowest price there is in the world. We will get whoever is paying the lowest price. That's the price that we're going to get. So remember that. So we're no longer paying 10 times more than another country. Whoever is paying the lowest price, we will look at that price and we will say that's the price we're going to pay. Most favored nations. That's what it is. One breast cancer drug costs Americans over $16,000 per bottle. But the same drug from the same factory, manufactured by the same company, is 1/6 that price in Australia and 1/10 that price in Sweden. 1/10 for the identical product. A common asthma drug costs almost $500 here in America, but costs less than $40 in the United Kingdom. So $40 in the United Kingdom, which is where this gentleman told me he paid a small amount for his shot. But think of that. So $40 versus $500 here.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he was also talking about one of his friends who happens to be a wealthy billionaire and, of course, a little bit overweight. He told him that the fat shot didn't work. It was hilarious a moment yesterday at the press conference. But he said, wait a minute. He said, he called him President Trump. He's just calling Trump. But President Trump, he paid $88 for the fat shot. Didn't specify which one. In the UK, it cost him the same drug, made in the same lab, same manufacturer, same lot number, was $1,300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, this has got to stop. We'll hear more from the Secretary of the Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy Jr., of course, Dr. Oz weighing in as well as the first American president to ever get this done, signing an executive order to give prescription drug relief to Americans, putting Americans first.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here is Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel is now in the painted out area, which is now the shoulder south end of the left tunnel. So all the lanes are open. That's all four lanes are moving once again. But with that and the rain, we're backed up on 95 now, back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And now 895 already here at 615 is backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So already some big delays, probably not going to go away anytime soon with the weather in the area, but at least we're getting four lanes through once again. Wreck on the Beltway looks like it's still here on the left side of the roadway, the outer loop before the BW Parkway. So anybody south from 95 from Washington Boulevard, you're heading down the Beltway towards the Parkway or I-97. That's the reason for that delay. You'll stay to the right through there. The overturned vehicle, Paper Mill Road at Cooper Road, that's coming down the hill. hill from Four Corners, right before the Hunt Valley Golf Course there on Paper Mill Road. Big fire overnight, started overnight around 7:30 or so. They're still there. It was a 7-alarm fire. Edmondson Avenue at Bentalo Street, a number of streets in that area blocked off over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be an ugly and wet day for the remainder of today. Rain all day today, heavy at times, flooding a possibility in some areas, 72. Rain continues overnight, some showers, storms possible tomorrow, and 76. It is raining right now, 63 in Columbia, and it is 65, rather, downtown in the city. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The new dress code is out for the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival. It is banning all nudity. So you can't be naked on the red carpet, but on the screen,
that's fine.
Everything else, that's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've been watching the Chuck Whitaker biography, I Was a Teenage Warehouse,
at
the Cannes Film Festival.
That's a 101, folks. That's how old that is, 101.
It is. I don't even think it may be two-digit, thinking about it.
Yeah, you're right. It might even be number six.
Yeah, exactly. Amazon driver in California was caught on security camera pooping on the doorsteps of customers moments after dropping off their package.
No kidding. More than once?
So in other words, she dropped off two packages.
That's nice.
One of which they did not order. Well, gee, you would think, okay, nature calls. I mean, it's
find
awful
a,
that has to
find
happen.
Find a bush.
Yeah, exactly. But on somebody's porch? Jeez.
You know, she dropped off her load and dropped off her load.
Yeah.
Very good, Bruce.
Maybe she should
well,
work.
Thank you, Chuck.
Maybe she should work for UPS.
I strive to get your approval every day, Chuck.
I know you do. So very good for now.
Thank you so much,
It'll
Chuck.
Be downhill from here.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I've peaked for the day, folks. That's it.
That's right. Goodbye.
A pause in the terror standoff between the U.S. and China was announced on Monday. As a result, the stock market soared. Too bad we can't say the same about the planes at Newark International Airport. Boy, that's a mess. Did you see the press secretary, the transportation secretary yesterday on the presser, Sean Duffy? He was talking about, even though they've upgraded some of the, you know, the lines, there were copper wire lines, and now they put fiber optics in, they have to slow the data because the equipment's too old to process it.
Wow. Right. Floppy disk.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah, floppy disk, and they have one controller, air traffic controller, doing the work of 15.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck, by the way, we don't really need to know about your floppy disk, but thanks.
Thank you, Bruce.
Sure.
Told you it was downhill now.
Yep.
That's the first step down.
So to speak. Donald Trump is defending the gift of a luxury jumbo jet from Qatar by comparing it to someone giving you a putt on the golf course.
Right.
What was the Sam Snead reference yesterday?
Yeah.
You know? Wouldn't it be a better analogy is if after somebody, instead of giving you the putt, you got to keep the golf course, not just the putt, right?
Really. Well, he did that too.
Yeah.
He has several that he has.
Yes, he does. Actress Amber Heard is welcome twins, girl and a boy, Agnes, which, you know, it's unusual, but it's a, you know, proper name.
Yeah.
And Ocean.
Huh. Ocean?
Ocean. Join her 4-year-old daughter, Unag.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Unag.
Yeah. Amber Heard also had a baby from a previous marriage named Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen addressed his abrupt exit from the Saturday Night Live at the end of March. Wallen says, hey, he just was ready to go home.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody should tell Saturday Night Live they should go home. They're not as
the whole
funny
damn thing should close down.
As they used to be. Yeah, it's horrible. Can't even watch it anymore.
No.
Yeah. It's like all the other late night comics have just been attack Trump. It's attack Trump, attack. Yeah, nobody wants to. Everybody's looking for an escape from. I understand some political satire is okay, but go do it for both sides.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty. It's a target rich environment. Yeah.
I thought the highlight yesterday, I just happened to come across this by accident. Sonny Hostin, who I'm not going to say anything.
Revere?
Yeah. Paul Revere.
Yes.
Too bad he didn't run over with the horse. But either way, she says the Pope is a man of color.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
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 She said he has apparently some ancestry that was in Haiti. And she's very happy now that he's a man of color.
Yeah. He is a man of color. It's kind of that peach white color.
Yeah.
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 She has lost her mind.
She is, well, that would imply you had a mind to lose.
That's an angry young woman.
Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder, who's 75 today.
A young man, only 12 years old, and he is considered as being a genius of our time. Little Stevie Wonder, how about that?
Just one more time. come back.
Song we just played was a number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every
good stuff.
Single one of them. He was the 13 years old. He had a number one hit for 3 weeks back in 1963. And he's the youngest artist to ever have. By the way, on Superstition, people don't realize he played the drums on that song. So very talented. Stevie Wonder, 75 years young. All right. Chuck, see you in a couple, 620, 20 minutes after the hour. Friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you that the Memorial Day sale is going on right now. We're rolling back prices to 2010. So when you go to the website, res-q.com, you'll see the prices have already been heavily discounted, marked back down to 2010 pricing. In addition, a couple of great deals for you. You can buy two, get one free of the same product, or buy three, get two free. So you can stock up, buy two, get one free, buy three, get two free right now during the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. Stock up on omega-3s, of course. If you're looking to lose weight, there's Ideal Weight. If you're looking to take care of your immune system, there's the probiotic, there's a Vital D3. There's also the LDLX Q10 if you're having issues with cholesterol. You name it, we have over 50-plus natural supplements to keep men and women in the best health possible. So, again, go to the website, res-q.com, or you can order at 1-800-26-ALIVE.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHSC number 1566.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 623 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, big delays both the harbor tunnels already. We started with a wreck in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're still there. They're now in the painted out area south of the tunnel on 95. But there are a couple of police cars there with their lights on, and with that, they're looking at it. Backups on 95 already back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and then 895, the last time I looked, was backed up almost back and may be there now at Moravia Road. So already big delays, 25 to 30 minutes southbound at both the harbor tunnels. They're still working on the wreck on the Beltway southwest side outer loop before the BW Parkway. The inside lanes next to the guardrail still affected there. We'll have a delay as you're coming down from Baltimore County, crossing the bridge at 895 and down through Hollins Ferry Road, Hammonds Ferry Road through there. So be on the lookout for that. A lot of roadways still blocked in West Baltimore. That was a big fire overnight. They're still working on that. Edmondson Avenue at Bentalow Street, vehicle on its side. Paper Mill Road at Cooper Road in Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Weather Channel says rain heavy at times all day today. Flooding possibility in some areas, 72 right now. Rain, 65 in Pasadena, 64 in Parkville. We're talking about President Trump's executive order that puts Americans first when it comes to drug pricing. His order yesterday that takes additional action to lower drug prices, including providing massive discounts for low-income patients for life-saving medicines, facilitating importation programs, and increasing the availability of generic and biosimilar medicines. And the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., yesterday said this has been a lifelong dream for him to see this happen.
This is an extraordinary day. This is an issue that, you know, I grew up in the Democratic Party, and every major Democratic leader for 20 years has been making this promise to the American people. This was the fulcrum of Bernie Sanders' runs for presidency, that he was going to eliminate this discrepancy between Europe and the United States. But as it turns out, none of them were doing it. It's one of these promises that politicians make to their constituents, knowing that they'll never have to do it. And the reason they'll never have to do it is because they know that Congress is controlled in so many ways by the pharmaceutical industry. There's at least one pharmaceutical lobbyist for every congressman, every senator on Capitol Hill, and every member of the Supreme Court. By some estimates, three.
Yeah, that statistic blew me away yesterday. One lobbyist for every member of Congress is 535. Mm-hmm. Every Supreme Court justice, so there's another nine, and he said maybe up to three. So you're talking about thousands of lobbyists on Capitol Hill making sure that they protect their pharmaceutical profits. And he said he had nothing but kind words for President Trump, who is finally going to put an end to it.
There has never been a president more willing to stand up to the oligarchs than President Donald Trump. And I'm very, very proud of you, Mr. President, for your courage, because I don't want to be crude, your intestinal fortitude, your stiff spine, and your willingness to stand up for the American people.
Oh, go ahead, be crude.
Yes, we think he means on his.
Yeah.
But Dr. Oz, I thought this was a physician now, of course, and he's been dealing with it, as was Dr. Bhattacharya and Dr. Makary, who were both there yesterday. This, I thought, was a very powerful statement by Dr. Oz.
This is the most powerful executive order on pharmacy pricing and health care ever in the history of our nation. And it's only happening because we have a president with the fortitude, the guts to stand up to the withering criticism and lobbying that's going to occur as soon as folks hear about the executive order. So on behalf of the child in Philadelphia who's got an autoimmune disease with a $1,000 a month drug, or the older woman in Los Angeles who's on a blood thinner who can't afford her copay, I want to thank President Trump. God bless you for having the guts to take on this industry.
I wonder, once upon a time, there might have been a justification, post-World War II, in reabsorbing the costs of R&D, which is really what the difference is. But there doesn't seem to be that justification anymore. This is a rational step to take. Well, why should we be subsidizing research and development and the Europeans not?
President Trump said yesterday, he sat down with an attorney, a big-name attorney for the pharmaceutical industry yesterday, in the past, and he announced this yesterday, and basically said, how can you charge these kinds of prices? And they initially put up somewhat of a fight, but at the end of the day, they basically said, you got us. There's nothing we can say. Yeah, this is just pure profiteering now.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't justify the difference in pricing, why Americans pay so much more. Marty says he pays $1,000 for 1 month of Mounjaro. He said he got a coupon. It went down to $850 a month. The American people are paying for all of the R&D and subsidizing the rest of the world. It is time they share the cost. It's the same model we saw with NATO.
Yes.
We were subsidizing most of NATO. President Trump comes in and says, we're not doing it anymore. You're going to have to pay your fair share.
And again, immediately post-World War II, probably a rational thing to do because they were broke and they were all blown up. But now, sorry, it's a long time since 1945, and it's time for the Europeans to pull their full freight in another number of different areas.
Yeah. Look, and these are not price controls. I've seen people on the left start to float that, Trump is insulting price controls on the pharmaceutical. No, he's not. By the way, President Trump took $100 million from the pharmaceutical industry in political donations. So this shows you this is a guy that cannot be bought.
Yeah. You'd think with that kind of money that you would have bought yourself a politician. Will Rogers once said the only problem with our politicians is they don't stay bought. You know,
that's true. Many of them don't. And that's true of many of the television networks and some of the other radio stations and print publications.
Every ad break, every ad break.
I was curious how the Fox was covering that yesterday, but I happened to watch it on YouTube. All right, the Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, Rumble page, you name it, it's there. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Enjoy. It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a triple shooting in South Baltimore. Officers received a shot spotter alert for gunfire. The 1100 block of Sergeant Street Monday evening, they found two women who had been shot. Both victims are taken to hospitals in stable condition. Officers called to a hospital a short time later, where a 14-year-old boy turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound to the leg. Police determined he had also been shot on Sergeant Street. One man dead after a Monday afternoon motorcycle crash in Cecil County. Maryland State Police say the accident happened in Elkton, and a 63-year-old motorcyclist, Velmer Huff Jr., was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. His passenger was also injured, taken to the hospital. According to the preliminary investigation, a 73-year-old woman driving a van on Dogwood Road struck the motorcycle, which was traveling north on Blue Ball Road. Charges will be determined pending the investigation and consultation with the county state's attorney's office. Anne Arundel County Police say they found a 14-year-old boy in possession of a loaded gun. On Monday afternoon, an officer spotted a stolen vehicle at a gas station on Arundel Mills Circle, and as he approached, the teenage suspect began to walk away. Officers detained the suspect, found a handgun plus some burglary tools. The teen was arrested and charged. Baltimore County Police will be activating six new speed cameras in school zones next week. Beginning this coming Monday, there'll be cameras at the Krieger Schechter Day School on Stevenson Road, Pleasant Plains Elementary School on East Joppa, St. Paul's Lutheran School on Jerusalem Road, and Rossville Elementary School on Rossville Boulevard. For the first 30 days, drivers going 12 miles an hour or more over the speed limit will receive warnings. After that, citations will be issued. Our speed cameras, by the way, will be in operation from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, even during the summer and on weekdays when school is not in session. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 240. Pick 4-1-8-8-4. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Rain is the big problem, of course, this morning. It's adding to all of the situations now. There's a new problem south of Frederick coming into Montgomery County, southbound 270. Big wreck there between Route 85 and Route 80. And most of the southbound lanes are blocked right now on 270, so that's going to be a big problem. They're still working on the wreck here on the Beltway Outer Loop before the BW Parkway. Left side of the road is still backed up. We're going to be slow south of 95 and Washington Boulevard on the Beltway as you're going down towards Anne Arundel County. The wreck on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still there. They're in the painted out area coming out of the left tube, but it started a backup. It's not going to recover both 95 and 895 right now with the rain and the backups. 30-minute delays on the southbound side, if not longer. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With widespread rain and heavy rain at times, flooding is a concern. No flooding issues at the moment, but we'll be watching it. Showers off and on today, 72. Showers and some thunder tomorrow, 76 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds back home now after a 2-4 road trip set to open a three-game set against the Twins tonight at Camden Yards. Kate Povich taking the hill at 635, coming up on the season's quarter pole, it being Preakness Week, as it were. Baltimore is 15-24, their second-worst record in the American League, behind only the White Sox. They're a season-high 8 games behind the Yankees, who routed the Mariners last night in Seattle. 11-5 was the final. On the bright side for Baltimore, Zach Eflin is back. Gunnar Henderson is getting there. He's reached base now 17 games in a row, upped his batting average 61 points in the last 2 weeks. Ravens revealing that the Cowboys had inquired about Rashad Bateman before picking up George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, the Ravens declining that opportunity. NFL news, the league leaking out its 2025 schedule. Thursday night opener will pit the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting the Cowboys, and the Chiefs becoming a Christmas Day staple. They will host the Broncos. NHL playoffs continued last night in Carolina, and the Hurricanes' relentless attack of the Capitals continued as well.
Walker back to play it. Sandwiched by a couple of cats. Now the lead pass for Hall. Moving in on Thompson. He scores!
Kenny Albert had the call on TBS. Taylor's goal midway through the third made it 3-1 Carolina after Jacob Chychrun had cut it to 2-1. That was a key goal. Hurricanes win it 5-2 with a 3-1 series lead. After the game, head coach Spencer Carberry not happy with the Taylor breakaway.
Yeah, both our D lost basically track of that there was a guy in behind, so our forecheck and failed forecheck, and then both the ear down.
Out west, the Oilers are good. They blank the Knights 3-0. They take a 3-1 series lead there. NBA last night, the Knicks take 3-1 lead in their series. Celtics, Jason Tatum needed to be carried off the garden floor late in that loss. T-Wolves also now with the 3-1 lead over the Warriors. NBA news, 3 months ago, the Dallas Mavericks made a trade that had the basketball world scratching their heads. Well, Monday night, they won the right to draft Duke superstar Cooper Flagg. Mavericks, despite just a 1.8 chance of getting it, get the number one pick in the NBA draft. The time now is 6:37. When we return, can Dwayne Lucas do it on Saturday?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
It's always been interesting to me, like all the different layers to the horse racing, you know, industry. You've got the jockey. Well, you got the horses, of course, and you got the jockeys, got the trainers, and then you got the owners. So Dwayne Lucas trying to become the first trainer to win the Preakness in back-to-back years since Bob Baffert did it back in 2001, 2002. So it's been about 23 years. Now he's got American Promise, who did not do well in the Derby, 16th place finisher. He's going to be number three. In terms of the post position. So it should be interesting. Hopefully the weather holds out. I think it will, actually. It's going to be raining during the middle of the week, right. But I think the weekend should be okay.
You know, it's amazing. Bruce has a background, I don't know if you knew this or not, in breeding horses.
I can't wait for this one.
Well, yeah, me either. But then he found out they could eventually do it on their own.
Did you just do that?
I think he did.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Not only that, Bruce, but it's 6:37. Yeah. That is way early on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it is.
There's a little Preakness color this week.
How about a lot of Preakness color?
He's turning red over there. Look at him. All right, Gary, thanks. See you in a couple.
A baby.
6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Gene in Nottingham. Good morning.
Good morning, Gene.
I love that one, man.
that was a good one.
First time I had a hot coffee shootout at my.
It's kind of
it's irrigating your nostrils.
Do not contact a lawyer.
Yeah, that's a new neti pot, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
My insurance here at BFS, my generic brand was $780 every 3 months.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty nice, and that, you know, and I didn't have to pay for it. That's great. But the insurance company told him, said, nope, he can't have that anymore. He has to go to another generic brand or pay for that myself. That's how much the insurance companies are running everything.
Right.
And I do hate it.
Yeah, it's a mess, and that's a generic. I'm shocked. So imagine what the name brand cost of that. I just one of our listeners said he's paying $8,000 for a for Rexulti every 90 days.
Wow.
And so wondering if that price is going to come down. Look, all the prices are going to come down eventually,
yes,
and that's something that this is what it's a tax, really. It's on the American people. It's a health care tax,
sure,
is what it is.
I'm surprised that Governor Moore hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? And the other thing I wanted to say, guys, and I'm going to get off here real quick. Tell Chuck about the breeding with the animals. I think the pig squealed on them.
Okay.
Thank you, Gene, for adding to that little Preakness colors this week.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there's a big argument going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Stephen Miller, who is very close to the president, has indicated there's a possibility that the president would call for suspension of habeas corpus. Now, a lot of people don't know what the hell that is. Habeas corpus basically says that you're petitioning the courts to say something wrong went on here systemically.
Yeah. Well, the Latin for produce the body is what it means.
Right. And among the things you can ask for habeas corpus for, because I wondered, does this fall under habeas corpus? Yes. Prosecutorial misconduct, no jurisdiction. That's the key. No jurisdiction. And that's exactly what's happening with these circuit court judges across the country.
Right.
The argument is they have no jurisdiction to determine U.S. foreign policy or domestic policy. It's not their job.
Right.
And so,
no jurisdiction from that standpoint. Also, from the standpoint that it's a nationwide injunction. They have no jurisdiction there as well. If they want to make a ruling for their district, that's one thing. But they can't apply a nationwide injunction.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what the basis is. John Barrasso, very senior in the Senate, Republican, he was asked about whether Donald Trump would simply say, to heck with it. I'm not going to follow the law. I'm going to do whatever I damned well please.
The president has said he will follow the law. The president says if he disagrees with the law, that he will appeal those things. The president was elected and he won every one of the battleground states on promising to secure the border and bring safety back to our communities. That's exactly what he is doing.
Yeah, and Barrasso also points out that these federal judges, they don't make the law. I mean, it's just such an incredible overreach. Right now, I think there's 677, if I remember the number correctly, 677 circuit court judges. So Donald Trump would have to, according to the current practice, would have to go through 677 trials, basically, in order to have his federal policy. And then that's like going to a ball game and saying, you have to win 678-1. Otherwise, you don't win. So Barrasso says, judges don't make federal law, and it's time that they learn to respect the difference between their job and the Article 2 of the Constitution.
The president has now seen judges, district judges, radical district judges, using their courts to set national standards on making it harder for the president to deport individuals, criminals, and I stand with the president.
Period.
Well, you would think the Supreme Court needs to put an end to this chaos, but who knows with John Roberts? You just can't predict him.
6:43 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, our very own horse breeder, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, thanks. Very nice.
Yeah.
The wreck coming out of the southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still there. They're in the painted out area, which we would give us just a little bit of a shoulder as you're coming out of that tunnel. So with the flashing lights, they're still looking at it. 95 is backed up towards Moravia Road. 895 is dead still at Moravia Road. So almost back to the city-county line. 30-minute delays right now with the rain, just kind of creating more chaos right now on the southbound side. We're moving traffic, but just
just not recovering from all these earlier problems on the southbound side. There was a report also there may have been a broken down vehicle on 895 southbound near the bridge at Pulaski Highway. We had a report of a broken down vehicle on the inner loop near I-97, and traffic was backed up to Ritchie Highway. We don't have a camera there, and I don't see it from the camera at I-97, but heads up on the southwest side. The wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop before the BW Parkway has now cleared, and they've reopened most of the lanes on this wreck south of Frederick. 270, though, will still have a delay. The wreck is southbound before the ramps at Route 85. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain all day today, heavy at times, flooding a possibility in some areas, 72 the expected high. Right now, 65 with rain in Severn, 65 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for lightest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Bob Johnson.
Who is that disgusting man over there?
We've all been on flights before and usually get the proverbial, bag of snacks or whatever.
So tasty.
Yeah. Like, it's like three items in the snack. But yeah. And some people I've watched do bring their own food.
Yeah.
They bring little coolers on board. They have their own sandwiches, which is fine.
Yes.
A recent passenger flying Alaska Airlines from Newark, of all places, to San Francisco, shocked the TSA and some others on board her Alaskan Airlines flight. She brought a rotisserie chicken from Whole Foods.
At least it wasn't a live lobster.
No. How would you feel about it if you were sitting next to this woman while she was eating her rotisserie chicken on the flight?
As long as she's willing to share, it's fine by me.
She shared,
yeah,
right?
Right.
At least give me a leg or something, you know.
Jeez. I've never seen that before. I've seen sandwiches and, things of that nature. I've seen people bring stuff like, leftover meatloaf and things of that nature, but never a whole rotisserie chicken. Shake Shack is showering its visitors with free burgers this month. It's National Burger Month, by the way, for the month of May.
Oh.
And with any $10 minimum purchase every single day this month, plus on June 1 for good measure, you will get a free burger. Every day. You can go every day if you want. As long as you spend $10, you get a free burger.
Wow.
How about that? Burger King is ordered to face a lawsuit. Ready for this? Somebody apparently is alleging that the Whopper is not a Whopper.
Huh.
It's smaller than advertised.
Oh.
I don't know how they advertise it. Because I've just seen there's Whopper and there's Junior Whopper. One's big, one's not as big. Right?
Yeah. Right.
But I don't know what the ounces are of the, unless they're saying it's a quarter pound or 2 half pounds.
I think the fine print, they say pre-cooking weight is whatever.
Exactly, yeah. On all of them, they always say pre-cooking weight. So you got to figure, you get a quarter pounder or a quarter pound hamburger anywhere, they weigh it before it's cooked.
Before it's cooked.
By the time all the fat is rendered off the burger, it's less than that.
Right, but they're saying, no, this is Burger King has been misleading customers on the size of its burgers since September of 2017.
Ooh.
And then they use side-by-side images of an actual Whopper purchased at Burger King and one from the company's TV ads.
Ooh.
And they're saying that the one that you purchase is much smaller than the other Whopper.
Yeah. The TV ads always look like that. Yeah. When they show Subway and they show those meatball subs and they're all thick, you get in there, look like they get run over by a steamroller.
Apparently, they've called in burger expert, burgerologist Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Chuck said, after all, size matters.
My understanding is that Chuck's...
That's right, Ms. Case. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Chuck's approach is to use the side mirror from the passenger side, the one that says things in mirror.
That's right. What does it say again?
What is it? Things in mirror are closer, further.
Yeah, they appear.
Now you've got to be confused. Is it going to be bigger or smaller as it gets closer?
Yes, exactly.
Is that why you stand there when you're out scoping things out?
Chuck has said he will have to examine the Whopper's buns.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's part of the equation as well.
Yeah.
I want to see where the Burger King is. Where is he? I want to speak to him.
Chuck does He's with Dairy Queen right now.
Chuck does kidding.
He does the same thing at Costco, by the way. goes back to the bread section, begins to feel buns. It's embarrassing.
It's not a pretty sight.
No.
Coffee Mate is launching a new orange cream pop dirty soda creamer.
What?
Yeah. So you have, the orange soda with the cream in it. It's considered a dirty soda. It's like a creamsicle, but it's soda based. So now they have a creamsicle soda based creamer for your coffee.
Okay. So it's I don't drink coffee, so I don't need it.
Okay. Oh, you're a tea drinker. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you find that in the morning when you're dragging just a bit that a whole bunch of amphetamines help you out?
Usually.
What do you do for a boost, Chuck?
What do I do for what?
What do you do for a boost?
A boost?
You need a little boost of energy.
A little boost. I have a case of Monster Energy sitting right
there. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's enough caffeine in one of those for a pot of coffee.
That's right. It's enough to power him for the week.
Yes.
Just try to get my heart going at 5:10 in the morning when I arrive.
Oh, fine. Yeah, 5:10. Yeah, it's early. Yeah.
Usually people get their heart going when they first get up, but you, I understand, it takes a little longer.
No, I take a little while.
Okay.
Yeah. He has a die-hard battery in the car.
He has a little hole in his belly button.
He's got a cigarette
crank.
Right. Bruce.
Like they had the four.
You're getting way too deep, Bruce.
On the Model T, the little crank they used to start. Chuck, same thing. It's a self-cranker.
I used to do that, but not anymore.
He's all cranked up for the big roast coming Friday,
the June 20th.
Buy tickets right now, WCBM.com. You're not going to want to miss it. Crab Feast, Chuck Roast, all in one. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate it. 6:50. 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Wow. The temporary acting head of ICE has one or two minor problems with exactly what's been going on in Newark, and he will spell them out for us during the 7 o'clock hour. One big, beautiful bill. There seem to be snags that are now cropping up. We'll see if they can get ironed out and get that thing moving forward. And right at the top of the hour, there's now apparently a racial overtone to allowing some people into the country and not allowing other people into the country, or at least that's the view of Al Sharpton. Wait till you hear this one. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, we're in Annapolis, and of course, it's raining here as well. But so far, looking at the Bay Bridge with a lot of spray from the vehicles, and it's dark, and it's dank, and it's just everything. But we're moving, and we're moving traffic primarily westbound early in the morning, going over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then
then towards I-97. Don't see any problems for the traffic on the eastbound span right now heading over towards Route 8. So the lanes are open and the morning backup not quite there yet. Soon on I-97 southbound at Route 32. With the rain, of course, the Beltway now jammed up. Parkville side, Interloop to Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. All of that is normal. Earlier wreck on the Beltway outer loop before the Parkway is gone. They're still working on the wreck coming out of the left tube southbound the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're in the painted out area, but the backup on 95 is back to the city line. 895 is sitting still all the way back to Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says widespread rain, heavy at times today, flooding a possibility in some areas. 72, it's rainy, 64 in Columbia, and 65 in Annapolis. People are still talking about the fatal car crash that took the life of 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith of Columbia. Four juvenile thugs stole a car in Prince George's County, were reckless, were speeding, and crashed head-on into Bonnie, where she died of her injuries at a hospital later on. Three of the suspects fled the scene after the crash. They are still at large. One was caught because he suffered a broken leg in the crash. Howard County Police have yet to say if the juvenile is being charged or what charges he faces. One of Bonnie's neighbors, Catherine Pinto, says they must be held accountable.
I like to see him arrested. And whatever the penalty is for that, he should get the full thing.
Reagan Nelson was at the crash site where she laid flowers in honor of Bonnie Griffith, and she said that the system right now is broken, and that what we do is we bend over backwards to protect these thugs.
To protect what? What's really important? These kids that are out on the road driving like they're in Grand Theft Auto, or this person's life and the community's questions and safety?
You know, when you commit adult acts, I don't care what your age is, you should be charged as an adult. Hopefully, these individuals, once apprehended, will be charged as an adult. And the question that Reagan Nelson asks in this interview with Fox 45 is, how much longer are we as Marylanders, as we, as tax-paying, law-abiding citizens, are going to put up with this nonsense?
I'm curious what's being done to find these kids. I mean, it's been 3 days since Friday, so how long is it going to take? And what's going to change?
Yeah, the question is, what's going to change? And the only change right now that you could make is the governor could fire his Secretary of Department of Juvenile Services, yeah. Vinny Schiraldi. It is time for this guy. Is one thing we know, he's not changing it for the better.
No.
He's changing it for the worse. The minority leader over in the state house, House Minority Leader Jason Buckle, said it is time for Schiraldi to go.
And I think what we've seen from Secretary Schiraldi over the last couple of years is he does not have an interest in really sort of cracking down on these types of serious, significant, violent crimes perpetrated by juveniles. This incident that happened last weekend, it was an accident, but it was an accident that was caused by having juveniles sort of have this feeling that you can go out and steal a car, race around your neighborhood, get on the highways, do whatever you want. There's no repercussions. And that's dangerous. And this terrible situation where a woman lost her life, you know, maybe we could have prevented that if we had taken the position where juveniles were frankly scared to death to do something like this. But they're not, because they know that they're going to get a slap on the wrist, be back home within hours usually, and nothing's really going to happen to them in many of these situations.
And once again, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 pressed Buckle on, is it time for Schiraldi to go?
Do you think now is the time for the governor to replace Secretary Schiraldi?
We think it's past time. You know, every problem associated with juvenile justice in Maryland is not Secretary Schiraldi's fault. There certainly have been problems with this agency for a long time through various governors. You see that when you see these hundreds and hundreds of lawsuits about abuse at DJS facilities over decades. This has not been a well-managed government agency through a lot of different leadership teams. But the reality is, at this point, Secretary Schiraldi is not the person to fix it.
That is obvious now.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I think he makes a good point. This started under Hogan. It was this DGS has been a nightmare for decades. But Schiraldi was brought in, hired by Governor Westmore to fix it, to reform it. He's failed. He has failed. And now it's time for him to go.
Yep.
Vinny Steele won't fail to sell your home. In fact, Vinny Steele has a guarantee to sell your home. That's why his company's called the Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. And they're going to guarantee the sale of your home. Once you sit down, you discuss asking price and the time frame which you are interested in selling your home. And once you sign on the dotted line, once you sign that contract, if your home doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you and pays you in cash. So that's why so many Marylanders and Pennsylvanians as well enlist the aid of Vinny Steele's Your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, because once you sign, your home is sold. It's that simple. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Make sure you tell them I told you to call and get that home sold. Now's the springtime. Don't sit on it. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515.
What do you call it when a congresswoman body slams a member of ICE? Well, clearly it must be racism, because that's the only thing they have left right now. It's not her fault, after all. This whole thing is racist, period.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Coming up as well, the heavy lift for Trump's one big, beautiful bill. Stay with us at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump has opened his four-day Mideast trip with a visit to Saudi Arabia's crown prince. This week's tour is focused on the president's economic agenda.
Donald Trump is not on a diplomatic mission to cure any kind of peace deals or negotiate long-term strategic goals in the Middle East. He is here to secure American investment. And if it goes as he hopes, he wants to go home with $1 trillion worth of promised investment in America, which of course he can tell his constituents is money coming to their communities for prosperity and jobs.
That's the BBC's Sarah Smith. House Republicans today kick off their public debate on the Trump tax cut and budget legislation. Lawmakers aim to reduce Medicaid spending to help pay for trillions of dollars in tax cuts. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest outage at the Newark Airport.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says a new software update prevented a third radar outage at New Jersey's busy Newark Airport when a telecommunications line failed again over the weekend. Duffy says the problems could have been avoided with better planning when control for Newark was transferred from New York to Philadelphia.
We actually have to spend the time now to build the network that should have been built before the TRACON was moved.
Even though the radar system stayed online Sunday, controllers were worried because of the two previous outages. Duffy says they stopped all traffic at the airport for about 45 minutes as a precaution. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russia launched drone attacks in Ukraine overnight as the two countries prepare for possible peace talks in Turkey, though the Kremlin hasn't directly responded to Ukraine's challenge for the two presidents to meet in person on Thursday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Sure Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Sure Don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's been an update on this wreck we mentioned earlier this morning. The vehicle was on its roof at one point, Paper Mill Road at Cooper Road, and the word is right now that Paper Mill Road is closed in that area. Of course, Paper Mill Road pretty windy at that point near the golf course at Hunt Valley, and with the rain and the fact that they had the vehicle off the roadway, the road apparently now is closed. There is a new wreck on Reisterstown Road. It's reported north of Green Spring Valley Road. Our big delay still there. Both the Harbor Tunnels started early this morning, right before 6, with an accident going through the left tunnel on the southbound side. All the lanes are open, but with that backup, and then in turn, 895 gets all the overflow traffic. So big delays there. City Fire just rolled up at a wreck on the east side, Dundalk side, at Browning Highway at Hollibird Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With widespread rain and heavy rain at times, flooding is a concern. No flooding issues at the moment, but we'll be watching it. Showers off and on today, 72. Showers and some thunder tomorrow, 76 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 63 degrees. Downtown Baltimore at 67. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. More than 225 firefighters responded to the scene of a 7-alarm blaze at a West Baltimore warehouse. Crews were called to North Benelu and Edmondson Monday evening, found heavy smoke and fire coming from the multi-story building. Fire broke out near the train tracks, disrupting service on Amtrak and the MARC line. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says the area has water pressure issues and smaller water mains, so outside water had to be transported to the scene. An Anne Arundel County man has been arrested in connection with a hit-and-run crash involving a Maryland State Police cruiser. Ryan Heim, H-E-I-M, is accused of striking the trooper's vehicle on Route 50 in Annapolis on Monday afternoon. He is criminally charged with second-degree assault, transportation of a handgun on person, hit and run, fleeing and eluding, and other charges related to the incident. No one was injured, and the investigation is ongoing. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is reviewing Monday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore. Police fatally shot a man in the 4600 block of York Road after he allegedly fired shots at them as they were approaching him around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. And city police investigating a triple shooting in South Baltimore. Officers received a shot spotter alert for gunfire in the 1100 block of Sergeant Street Monday evening. They found two women who had been shot, both victims taken to hospitals, and they are both in stable condition. Also, officers called to a hospital a short time later. A 14-year-old boy showed up for treatment. He had a gunshot wound in his leg. Police determined he had also been shot on Sergeant Street. 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 2, 4, 0, pick 4, 1-8-8-4. And next, it's Steinlo Sports.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling as a single session, PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
But for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. May want to bring your umbrella tonight, though, if you're thinking about heading out to Camden Yards as the Birds attempt to start a 3-game set with the Twins, weather permitting, of course. First pitch at 6:35. Minnesota swept the O's last week, time after time. Baltimore had chances with ducks on the pond, as it were, but couldn't deliver, prompting this comment from manager Brandon Hyde.
It's the big leagues, and you've got to be able to make some contact in certain situations, and
you know, we squandered a lot of scoring opportunities, but it's not moving the baseball with runners on base.
Squander they did. Birds went 4 for 23 with runners in scoring position against Minnesota, outscored by the Twins 19-5 in that series. Meanwhile, the Caps find themselves deep in their own hole as they head back to D.C., trailing the Hurricanes now 3-1 following last night's 5-2 loss. Key moment occurred late in the first, trailing 1-0. Caps on a 4-minute power play couldn't really even enter the zone, prompting head coach Spencer Carberry when he was asked what he saw in that situation.
Well, I saw what everybody else in the room saw. It was not good. And so we made some adjustments, made some changes to personnel on it. But you can't, like, their penalty kill is excellent, best in the league, has been for the last, whatever, 5 years, call it. But it can't look like that. It cannot look like that.
Do or die game 5, Thursday night at Capital One Arena. Coming up in 30 minutes, Michael Jordan is back in the game. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Barnin and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. Barnin and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for 120 years. From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So we are.
99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, more fallout from the Baraka arrest at Newark ICE facility. It's going to be a heavy lift for the Trump One Big Beautiful Bill. And it's a mess right now. But our top story here today, the race hustlers are back. This time it has to do, you know, can you imagine them criticizing African-American refugees?
Wow, no, it's exactly. These are refugees from South Africa, the nation of South Africa, and they are, they're Afrikaans, which means they're originally the Dutch settlers, and they're having a rough time of it over in South Africa. So about 60, 70, a couple hundred are asking for asylum here because they're being targeted by the current sitting government. Current sitting government is doing things like seizing their property, deciding that their farms are no longer their farms, except maybe the house and 1 acre. This kind of behavior and an overt hostility to the white population of South Africa means these people don't want to be there. They don't feel comfortable there, and they want out. So Donald Trump says, yeah, we'll take some of you guys. And, of course, that means that the race hustlers somehow reach out and figure that there's got to be a tie here between what happened in Newark, New Jersey, and what's happening with Donald Trump bringing in South Africans, right? Nobody would think that. Except Al Sharpton.
While the Trump administration was arresting you for standing up for migrants, they were also finalizing plans to fly white South Africans that they are calling refugees to the United States on State Department charter flights starting next week.
Yeah, that's Al talking to Russ Baraka. We'll hear from him in just a second. But Sharpton says it is racist. It is racist to offer asylum to anybody from South Africa.
They are organizing what White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller calls a large-scale relocation effort for these white migrants from South Africa, even while they're terrorizing other mostly non-white migrants who have been here for years. It seems to be a very clear signal of the racial politics behind this immigration crackdown.
Oh, clearly, Al. There's no other possible explanation, is there? It has to be racism, because after all, that's one of your go-to things on the political left, is it's racism, it's sexism, it's whatever-ism. But you know what? It just doesn't seem to hang together on this one, except for Al Sharpton and of course, he was talking with Ross Baraka.
I don't think they've been hiding it, though. It's just that's kind of white supremacist authoritarianism that's happening. This country is slipping into authoritarianism, and we're watching it. We're watching them defy the courts. We're watching them lock up elected officials and attacking black and brown communities, attacking DEI, now flying white Afrikaners over here to the United States to find refuge where they do not refuge for everybody else.
Well, there's a difference between 700 or 7,000 South Africans and 20 million illegals coming across the southern border.
Well, I saw the first group arrive yesterday, about 60 of them, yeah. And they all had American flags. And, gee, I didn't see a single gang tattoo on any of them.
What a shock.
Yeah.
What a shock. Well, maybe they're all in disguise. They're hiding it under body makeup, I suppose. Which is, you know, what Chuck Whitaker's practice every time he comes to work. 7:13.
How would you like to be his body makeup person?
No, thank you. That's double time for that one.
They fired the first guy. His name was Earl Scheib.
7:13.
Now it's Pillsbury.com.
Traffic and weather on the three. Casey. Chuck Whitaker.
Keep your big track shut. Bruce, you want to get into it now, T, son of a bitch? You want to talk about something? You know what? It's raining. Isn't that something? It's just amazing. It's raining hard enough that everybody's just crawling now. I mean, it's crawling on the Beltway. Everybody's impacted by this. Just looked at the Parkway, 95, Capitol Beltway, no incidents. A number of minor accidents scattered. But everybody's just crawling, reacting to the rain. They all have their headlights on, and it's really just slow through the area. Now, the big wreck early this morning, vehicle turned over on Paper Mill Road at Cooper Road. That's down at the bottom of the hill before you get to the golf course. So Paper Mill Road is closed in that area. So that's a detour around that section coming down from Four Corners and coming over from York Road and through that area. New minor accident, Reisterstown Road north of Green Spring Valley Road. City police were out at Proning Highway at Hollibird Avenue. Local roadways are still blocked off. That was a 7-alarm fire that started last night at Edmondson Avenue at Bentelow Street on the west side. So all that traffic there still has a detour underway, but there are a lot of streets where you can go around that area. Looking live here at the back up at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That all started with the wreck at 6 o'clock that was in the left tube southbound. They're still there in the painted out area. We're backed up to the city county line. 895 is backed up beyond Moravia Road. Both of those backups right now could be 35 to 40 minutes as you're going south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says widespread rain throughout the day today, heavy at times, flooding a possibility in some low-lying areas. 72, rain continues overnight. Some shower storms possible tomorrow and again on Thursday, maybe even on Friday, Saturday. Could be. There's a good chance. 45-50%. Sunday looks to be the best day out of the weekend at this point. Of course, things can change. Right now, we've got rain 64 in Ellicott City and 64 in Reisterstown. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday was Liberation Day for Americans paying prescription drug prices as the president signed, the first American president to do so, an executive order that is going to level the playing field. And just like he did with NATO, just like he's doing with tariffs, he's doing with drug prices now, as the U.S. has 5% of the world's population, yet we are responsible for 75% of the pharmaceutical company's profits.
Yeah.
That's certainly fair, isn't it? But while he was signing that executive order, a reporter from ABC News tried to nail the president on a question on the jumbo jet that the country of Qatar is offering to donate because Boeing couldn't build a new Air Force One on time.
Mr. President, what do you say to people who view that luxury jet as a personal gift to you? Why not leave it behind?
You're ABC fake news, right?
Why not?
It's only ABC. Well, a few of you would. Let me tell you, you should be embarrassed asking that question. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, don't give us, I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much. You know, there was an old golfer named Sam Snead. Did you ever hear him? He won 82 tournaments. He was a great golfer. And he had a motto, when they give you a putt, You say, thank you very much. You pick up your ball and you walk to the next hole. A lot of people are stupid. They say, no, no, I insist on putting it. And then they putt it and they miss it. And their partner gets angry at them. You know what? Remember that. Sam Snead. When they give you a putt, you pick it up and you walk to the next hole and you say, thank you very much.
Respectfully, sir, somebody came in to look at this and say, have you ever been given a gift worth millions of dollars and did not receive
that? It's not a gift to me. It's a gift to the Department of Defense. And you should know better, because you've been embarrassed enough, and so has your network. Your network is a disaster. ABC is a disaster.
I love this guy. So that there you have it. There's a little, you know, I guess, controversy here. Some are saying this is a gift. It, obviously, it's not Trump's personal jet. It belongs to the United States government. So it goes to the DOD. But the question is whether it's a loaner or an actual gift, because I've heard both. I've heard that it's a gift. I heard it's a loaner until Boeing builds the Air Force one, the new one, and then they'll give it back. So it's just it's a nice gesture on the part of another country. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect U.S. foreign policy one way or the other.
No. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, dropped this bombshell regarding the tariffs and how the Chinese were allowed to basically get away with, bloody murder during the Biden administration.
What has to happen is it has to be fair for the American people. But in January 2020, President Trump produced a template. We had an excellent trade agreement with China, and the Biden administration chose not to enforce it. The Chinese delegation basically told us that once President Biden came into office, they just ignored their obligations. So we all already have a large framework. The other thing to remember here, Jonathan, is that this is a pause down to 10%. The April 2nd level for China is 34%. So we will be working to see where their final reciprocal number ends up. And the negotiations are a combination of tariffs, non-tariff trade barriers, currency manipulation, and subsidies of labor and capital.
That's the whole ball of wax.
Yep.
We're not talking just tariffs. That's important.
No, non-tariff barriers. And the only thing that's still a problem is intellectual property theft, which we eventually going to hold them accountable. We did reach a 90-day tariff rollback agreement after these high-level talks in Geneva. By the way, tariff receipts topped $16 billion for April.
Really?
A record that is helping cut the budget deficit. And President Trump helped to free former Hamas prisoner hostage Edan Alexander yesterday as he was reunited with his family. He held up a sign thanking President Trump upon his release from his bloodthirsty killers. And so coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll do the one big beautiful bill. And that's the way it was 114 days into the new golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Indeed it has. 7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on 95 South, apparently close to the Harford County-Baltimore County line. I'm looking at the camera right here at Mountain Road, and they're slowing there. So they're looking at it, waiting to get a report, see if we have any road blockage directly there. But the impact is there, and with the rain, we're now getting a delay. So if you're coming on the ramp from Mountain Road, you're going south on 95. That's the reason for the backup. After that, both the tunnels are still looking at 30 to 35 minute delays southbound from earlier problems compounded with the weather now in the area. They have reopened Paper Mill Road at Cooper Road in Hunt Valley, so we're back in business there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your weather teleforecast, widespread rain all day today, heavy at times, flooding a possibility in some areas, in 72 for the high, 66 right now in the city, and 66 in Dundalk at 725. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
I think it was the Smirker who did this yesterday. Tom Holman was giving a press availability. He was there actually with Carolyn Leavitt, who she moved aside. He stepped over to the mic. And I think it was the Smirker who said, well, look, you've brought all the people way down as far as how many are crossing the border. So why don't you just simply say we're done here and move on?
We got to ensure that not one ounce of fentanyl comes across the border to kill Americans. The president has declared the cartels of Mexico a terrorist organization along with MS-13 TDA. They killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined. It's an emergency till we shut it down. It's an emergency till the cartels are wiped off the face of this earth.
That seems to be pretty straightforward. And again, she pressed, yeah, but you know what? Instead of having tens of thousands of people coming across, you just have a couple. So maybe you can say it's like a non-emergency emergency.
This is the biggest national security failure this country's ever seen. This is the border emergency until we end it, end all of it. We're making good strides. Right now, it's still an emergency until we shut it.
And then until they shut it down, it's going to be an emergency. And that means cartels, guess what? You're going to disappear from the face of the earth, as in forever and ever and ever. Now, Trisha McLaughlin works in the press office for the Department of, I think, a DNS. I'm not sure. I believe so. And she says, something to remember as you see these politicians now leading the charge in order to have their will be known. And they're surrounded by a group of individuals who may or may not want to do damage, but damage will be done almost inevitably. She says, remember one thing. It's equal justice under the law, and that means for everybody.
Just because you are a member of Congress or just because you are a public official does not mean you are above the law. We will continue. If you assault a law enforcement officer, we will also make sure you answer to justice. So I think that arrests are still on the table for this. This is an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, she's talking about what happened in Newark. She is the DHS, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs. And I think this is the position, Sean, of the entire administration is this is still an open investigation. position. I don't think you should be able to body slam a member of ICE or security detail and get away with it just because you happen to be a member of Congress.
Especially when there was malice aforethought. You had Ross Baraka bringing a bulldozer to the building when he was, who brings a bulldozer? A bullhorn, maybe, to a protest, but not a bulldozer. So clearly they were going to make this a political stunt. And these members of Congress, all three Democrats, especially LaMonica McIver, who did put her hands on a female ICE officer and then body slammed another ICE officer, she should be charged.
Yeah.
Because that's a no-no. I mean, people that did that on J6 were charged and actually convicted, and they got an enhanced terrorism sentence or charge, and they went to jail in some cases.
So why is this not?
Up to 2 years.
Why is this not terrorism?
It should
domestic
be.
Terrorism. I mean, what you're doing is you're entering a secure facility, secure under the law. Members of Congress, they had been in that facility a couple of days before and said, everything's fine, people are being treated well. Is a clean, sanitary location. Tom Holman said, look, there's no facility in New Jersey that's anywhere near as nice as this one. That you'll look at any facility in New Jersey, any jail, any holding cell, anywhere, this one is just nicer. So if you're gonna do that, and then you show up a couple of days later in order to crash the gates, yeah, you've given this a lot of thought.
Yeah, they're expecting us to believe that Congress has the right to enter a private facility
at their whim, at any moment, without any given notice,
and expect to, that they would not be charged with criminal trespassing. It's absurd. And yet the people, their house, the House of Representatives, had no right to just enter peacefully that day, which in some cases they were welcomed by Capitol Police in some of the videos I've seen. So, look, no one, any assault on an officer, any vandalism, anything stolen, any other crime that was committed in the House that day, you should be charged. But there is the difference. There's the ruling class and there's the country class. And the country class ends up getting the short end of the stick time and time again.
Great piece by Brandon Morris on this, by the way. I think it's on PJ Media. I'll get it posted for you guys. He says, there's a quote from C.S. Lewis that will echo for eternity. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the, quote, good of its victim may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. And that's what you have with these people. They're omnipotent moral busybodies who decide they're more important than everybody else. So they're going to make the rules for them and a different set of rules for us.
Coming up next, there are already some no votes on the one big beautiful bill. How close is it as they try to whip the vote to get President Trump's tax agenda passed? It's going to be close. And we have the details. 7:30 time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland's AG office is reviewing Monday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore. Police fatally shot a man in the 4600 block of York Road after he allegedly fired shots at officers who were approaching him. That happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. City police investigating a triple shooting in South Baltimore. Officers received a shot spotter alert for gunfire in the 1100 block of Sergeant Street. And that was on Monday evening. They found two women there who had been shot. Both were taken to local hospitals where they are now in stable condition. They were then called back to a different hospital. A short time later, a 14-year-old boy turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound in the leg. Police determined that he had also been shot on Sergeant Street. One man dead after a Monday afternoon motorcycle crash in Cecil County. Maryland State Police say the accident happened in Elkton, and 63-year-old motorcyclist Velmer Huff Jr. was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Passenger also injured and taken to the hospital. According to the preliminary investigation, a 73-year-old woman driving a van on Dogwood Road struck the motorcycle, which was traveling north on Blue Ball Road. Charges will be determined pending an investigation and consultation with the county state's attorney's office. And Anne Arundel County Police say they have found a 14-year-old boy in possession of a loaded handgun. On Monday afternoon, an officer spotted a stolen vehicle at a gas station on Arundel Mills Circle, and as he approached, the teenage suspect began to casually walk away. Officer detained the suspect and found a handgun plus some burglary tools. The teen was arrested and charged. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Pick three, lottery number 240. Your pick 41884. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck coming down from Harford County is at the Harford County, Baltimore County lines now on the shoulder. So the backup is eased up there a little bit south of Mountain Road. You don't need to detour right now. After that, through White Marsh Boulevard down to the Beltway, you're okay. But if you're going towards the tunnels after that, we're backed up 35-minute delays at least with the rain and some earlier problems. Both the tunnels still very slow through the area. Of course, with the rain, we're slow on the Beltway, Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville, the west side, anywhere on the BW Parkway, 95 south of the Capitol Beltway. They're also getting the rain. Nothing major through Annapolis. The data still showing us okay from the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge, but the morning backup now has arrived on I-97 southbound with that heavy volume there right at the ramps at Route 32. JFX, the lanes are open. Watch your speed, of course, anywhere between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With widespread rain and heavy rain at times, flooding is a concern. No flooding issues at the moment, but we'll be watching it. Showers off and on today, 72. Showers and some thunder tomorrow, 76 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay informed this storm season with the BGE mobile app, where you can report, track, and monitor the progress of outages when weather impacts their service area. Download the app today by visiting bge.com/app. That's bge.com/app.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At a 735 Sports, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Weather permitting, O's and Twins tonight at 6:35 p.m. Kate Povich will be on the hill for Baltimore. Birds giving us some hope coming off a series win in Anaheim. Numbers are still the numbers, though. Baltimore last in the league with runners in scoring position, batting 189. Manager Brandon Hyde asked about how it's addressed during meetings.
Talking about it a lot, and we, you know, tried to slow the game down for him and try to put him in situations. Just having a tough time performing in those situations. Lost for a while now.
Bird's team ERA, by the way, stands at 5.31. That's fourth to last in the league. Elsewhere in baseball, Yanks explode with a six-run fifth last night in Seattle. They beat the Mariners 11-5 the final, sending the Birds a season-high 8 back in the American League East. Going to be a long road back for the Washington Capitals.
Hurricanes nearly had a 2-on-1. Now they have numbers. There's Carrier with a shot. He scores.
Kenny Albert had the call on TNT. Sean Walker's first of the postseason was the backbreaker last night. Made it 4-2 Carolina on their way to a 5-2 win and a 3-1 series lead. NFL news, big blow to the Browns defense. Pro Bowl linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah will miss the 2025 season. Koramoah missed the final 9 games of last season because of a neck injury sustained in a collision with Ravens running back Derrick Henry. Meanwhile, on the hardwood last night, what a performance by the Knicks' Jalen Brunson.
Rebound Brunson. Back up. Bang shot is good.
Brunson and Tatum throwing haymakers at each other.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Jalen Brunson drops 39 last night as the Knickerbockers took a 3-1 series lead. Beat the Celtics 121-113. Bigger news for Boston, though. Jason Tatum carried off with 2:58 to play. His return to the series in doubt. And finally, big announcement yesterday for NBC Sports. The Peacock will have the NBA next year, and they announced that Hall of Famer Michael Jordan will be a special contributor to its NBA coverage beginning this fall. The six-time NBA champion's specific role not divulged. It'll mark the GOAT's first TV role covering the league in any capacity since retiring in 2003. The time now is 7:37. When we return, he may just become known as the Tush Push Stopper.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is actually a follow-up story to a story that we did around the NFL draft. I had mentioned at that time that there was a chance that the largest player ever in the history of the league could be drafted. A guy by the name of Desmond Watson, 6'6", 464 pounds.
What?
He played at the University of Florida, and he was a potential draft choice. He didn't get drafted.
Really?
But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just signed him as an undrafted free agent. He slimmed down. He's now 437 pounds at 6'6". And one of the reasons why
there's a mini fridge.
Well, actually, it's interesting you say that. I'll talk about that in a second. One of the things that he can do is obviously stuff the line, right? And could be an antidote to the tush push,
right?
Because that's the kind of guy you want in the middle. Funny that you mentioned a mini fridge. How much do you think Fridge weighed when he played? Now, going back, this is 40 years ago.
345 pounds.
I would say 385.
335.
Wow.
There are 22 players in the NFL today that are larger than William the Refrigerator Perry.
Wow.
So 464 pounds. By the way, just one other thing on this kid. He said, they asked him, why, like, what's the issue? Like, why do you weigh so much? He goes, when I drive, I see all these fast food restaurants on the side of the road. I got to stop and eat. He can't stop himself.
Everyone.
He loves his fast food.
Good for him. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. It'd be very easy. Just do away with the rule that it used to be you couldn't aid or abet a runner in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. And then they changed it at some point. Now, that's what led to this whole thing. All right, 7:39. So, the president weighing in yesterday on True Social. This week, the Republicans are meeting in the Tax, Energy, and Agriculture Committees on major pieces of the One Big Beautiful Bill. Republicans need to unify behind Jason Smith and others. Remember, these are the men that truly strive to do what's right for America. The Democrats, on the other hand, want to destroy our country. You must oppose these Democrat amendments, which, in all fairness to them, were made prior to my news conference this morning, announcing that drug prices under our most favored nation's policy will be going down from 50 to 90%, affecting everything. And is done in a very positive way. So he's pushing now for the One Big Beautiful Bill. The problem with that is the more you put in this bill to get it done, people started loading up on it, the more problems it has.
Yeah.
Versus you cut it up in two different pieces. The question there is, can it be done in time under two reconciliations versus one? Ron Johnson, who's a no vote already on the Senate, he's got a piece in the Wall Street Journal, The Ugly Truth About the Big Beautiful Bill. The problem is multiple issues. One is the size of the bill, which causes issues. It's 400 pages that came out of the markup yesterday. I think they're going to start marking it up today. Medicaid. They've tried to cut $880 billion out of the Medicaid program. Now, Medicaid, when it first started, what, 1965?
Right.
Was for poor pregnant women, poor children, and disabled elderly.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's it.
It is now, it was expanded under Obamacare, so much so now that able-bodied men, the federal government picks up 90% of the cost of all able-bodied men in the country, and it is ballooned beyond belief. So there's no reason why able-bodied men should be getting Medicaid.
No, as a matter of fact, I mean, I think it was Bill Clinton who put the workfare in on Medicaid, and then it was later withdrawn by another Democrat. And that's, this only makes sense.
Yeah,
if you're able-bodied, get a damn job.
In reading through the bill does require 80 hours of work, but it could be community service. Why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother? So the Republicans, once again, the rhinos, the moderates, the fiscal conservatives, are they're being kicked to the curb here on this bill. And here's the deal. This is the great opportunity you have to reform Medicaid, the expansion of Medicaid. If you don't do that, then you're going to make sure that Obamacare is with us, you know, time immemorial.
Yep.
And in perpetuity for as long as the as we can imagine.
Yep.
So that's a major problem that I have with this bill. The other is the SALT, the state and local tax limit, which, again, why should we, in any state, of course in Maryland we have this, but why should one state subsidize another state because of its high taxes? No, it should not. We should not be subsidizing New York or California or Illinois or New Jersey.
We're number three.
Yeah.
And I mean, we are being subsidized by the states with the lower taxes. Because the SALT thing basically puts the burden on our profligate spending on them.
But here's the other thing. There are really no significant spending cuts in this bill. It's going to add an additional $20 trillion over the next 20 years to the debt. So it's what now it's $37 trillion. It'll be $57 trillion if they pass this. How does that manage debt and deficits and deficit spending? It doesn't. It does get the Trump tax cuts. It does get no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. That all gets through, but at what costs?
Yeah. 743 right now. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410 at WCBM 680. Right now it's time for Chuck Just Butter My Biscuits Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
And brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm looking at 95 south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and past 395. And now I'm not sure if this is just weather-related or there may be something down here in the area towards Washington Boulevard and before the Beltway on the southwest side. So we're just kind of looking around right now to see if there's anything going on. Nothing here after the Caton Avenue Bridge, but it's really slow southbound as you're passing Camden Yards and through that area. So we'll keep checking, but it's just adding to that delay, which is already there. We were backed up through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still backed up to Moravia Road and beyond towards the city-county line. 895 is still slow back through the city-county line. The weather is just aggravating the situation. There was a report of an accident. I didn't see it in the camera in the express lanes on 95 South before you get to White Marsh Boulevard, so there may be a minor impact there. The earlier wreck south of Mountain Road was pretty much gone, so that backup had eased up a little bit. There was a report. We got this yesterday, and there was a report the Naval Academy was going to have sea trials today. I don't know if they're still going to have it with the weather, but beginning between 10 and 1 today, a lot of the roadways around the Naval Academy, 450, 648, the Academy Bridge, and Greenberry Point Road were supposed to be closed. I haven't had any word that it's been canceled because of the weather, but heads up if you're going to be in Annapolis later on today. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, so get ready now for summer driving conditions at Bernie's Automotive. Check your tires, belts, hoses, and coolant. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, rainy day today, heavy at times, flooding possible in some low-lying areas, 72, rain overnight, shower storms tomorrow, 76, it's 66 and rainy in Edgewater, and it is 65 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug if Mike in Eldersburg can identify the fake news story. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right. Good luck to you, Mike. Here are your three stories. Story one, Democrats are demanding the censure of GOP Representative Brandon Gill whose comment about New Jersey Rep. LaMonica McIver's weight has created quite a stir. McIver was seen using her ample belly to slam into an ICE officer during the Newark ICE facility protest. Gill remarked that, quote, "I think we need gut control," end of quote. Story two, a few drops of saliva can now reveal what used to require a scalpel, a syringe, or a scan. Scientists have now developed a way to analyze spit for the tiniest traces of illness, including cancer, diabetes, and even Alzheimer's. Now, story three, a Kansas man allegedly stole a rare historic 800-pound cannon from a park for drug money. The man cut the cannon up into pieces to prove to the drug dealer that he stole the cannon. The dealer wanted the whole cannon, was unimpressed, and now the man is left with nothing. All right, story one. Democrats demanding Brandon Gill be censured for his gut control comment. Story two, saliva is a great way to detect disease, say scientists. Or story three, a man busted for stealing historic cannon to pay off his drug dealer. All right, we'll start with Bruce.
All right, story number one, the Brandon Gill story, that has a ring of truth to it, but I have questions about that. Story two, the saliva thing, my response is no spit. Really? I think that's a true story. And story number three, yeah, this guy needs some, a cannonade. You don't cut up a cannon and the pieces to somebody for your drug bill. Story number one, I'm going to go with story number one is fake news.
Bruce goes with story number one. Kristen.
I think that one could be true. I think I'm going to go with number three. I'm not sure what kind of tool you would use to be able to slice a cannon up in little parts. I'm going to say three.
All right. Kristen goes with story number three. Chuck?
Well, you know, with the cannon, the guy shot his mouth off, but it never happened, so I'll go three.
Chuck goes for three, and Mike in Eldersburg.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I heard about number one the other day, but I'm gonna go with number three.
All right, Mike goes for number three. Story number two gets no votes. The spit science, yeah, that is true.
Really?
Scientists now say that it's much painless. Painless, obviously, but it's easier to collect and
it's DNA.
Yeah, its DNA is in there as well, and that's a key figure. Story number one, only one vote for Mr. Elliott, and, he's on it today. That's our fake news story of the day.
Okay.
No comment from Brandon Gill on her gut control. Mike, thanks for playing.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate the game.
Yeah.
Chuck, would you like a chance to return the favor? Chuck likes to gloat when he gets the best of you.
No, I think the gloating has to happen at the end of the quarter when the votes are all tallied up.
So you're taking the high road for once?
I'm taking for once. Yeah. By the way, I think that what you use to slice up a cannon is available at Lowe's or at Home Depot. It's a cannon slicer.
Yeah.
It's in the tools area.
It's actually a concrete saw.
Really?
Why don't you get one and cut your throat?
It depends on what the cannon's made of. You can use
even metal.
Yeah. Well, there are saws that can cut through metal.
Yeah. Okay. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're called a cannon slicer.
A cannon slicer.
It's made by Ryobi.
Yeah. You would know that since you spend so much time at Lowe's.
I would say
we often see him at Lowe's with his honeydew list in hand, checking it off as he goes.
Yes, and I would log that because he probably has one coming in the mail today.
Yes, you're probably right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to take a look at fallout from that Newark arrest that we just mentioned at the top of the hour. Melissa Henson's going to join us for the Parents Council for Television. She's vice president. She's going to warn us about the Meta AI chatbot and how it could be corrupting your children. And that's all still to come along with the clown car as well. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, Chuck Whitaker along every 10 minutes to keep us actually moving from point to point. It's interesting, though, because Chuck was talking about people just are crawling on the Beltway, Sean. And it just made me recollect that I think the last time Chuck was crawling on the Beltway was after a particularly hard night drinking at Bowman's.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. And he was literally crawling on the Beltway.
Yeah, well, traffic would be so much better if they would get in their cars.
Instead of crawling, yeah, honest to God.
Crawling all fours.
Yeah. And I didn't realize there was that much mining going on here, but there's always minor accidents out there. Just he is a very confusing man. Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
You don't even know the half of it. You don't even know the half of it. You don't even want to know. Last psychiatrist I went to, I made him cry.
Yeah, well.
Really?
Really?
Really? Who's that? Dr. Vinnie Boombatz?
That's nice. Mr. Casey, what did I tell you before?
Or was that Dr. Goldwater? I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I know. His book, Out 5 Miles of the Outhouse by I.P. Daly. The southbound JFX slowing. It's all weather-related. Ruxton Road through the city-county line. And you know the deal. The expressway, once you get south of Northern Parkway, looks like a snake. It goes left and right, all the way down to North Avenue. And with the rain, it's really aggravating that situation. So that's all there. Beltway is slow. Parkville side, Interloop at Pikesville, 795 down the west side. Some slowing if you're coming up from Anne Arundel County, of course, and then crossing the BW Parkway. The tunnels have had problems since 6 this morning. We're still backed up 35 to 40. Minute delays coming south into both the harbor tunnels, beginning around the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, widespread rain today, heavy at times, flooding a possibility in some areas, high 72, rain overnight. And some showers and storms possible tomorrow, 76, the expected high there. 66 right now in rain in Middle River, and it is 65 in Bel Air. It is, you're up to date at 7:55 here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Okay, Ross Baraka, who is the mayor of Newark, Delaware, he wanted to make something very clear. This is after the fact, after he was, you know, he bum-rushed a bunch of guards who were just trying to do their jobs. He said, I was not there. I wasn't there to protest. I was here to see my congressional representatives.
We're not asking for anything that's incorrect. We ask them to obey our laws, to obey the policies and rules here in the city and the state of New Jersey, not to run roughshod over the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the 4th, the 5th, the 14th Amendment. Everybody on this soil deserves due process. That's the only thing that we're asking for. We're not asking for anything that's incorrect. I actually didn't come down there to protest. I came down there to support my congresspeople.
Yeah, of course you were. To which Todd Lyons, who is a temporary head of ICE, said, let's do a little fact check on that dude.
He said he didn't want to protest. Then what about the several times during the week he showed up? He and his staff were out there this week. We've had to send people out there to break up protesters there. The mayor and those protesters brought a bulldozer last week. Not only this time, but other times protesting.
You know, it could just be that it's his wife's car, and he usually drives something else, and she usually has a bulldozer, but I don't think that's probable. I think chances are that he was there in order to protest, and with a bulldozer, I have no idea what the man was thinking. You figure that the mayor of Newark would begin to simply crash through the gates with his bulldozer? I mean, this is irrational behavior, completely nonsensical behavior. But, of course, we're talking about a Democrat here. Alliance says, if all you were there to support your congresspeople, why rush the gate?
We now have the support to go ahead. And people that impede our mission, we're going to take action against them. Officials had been in that jail last week. They found no issue with it. You know, the congresswoman yesterday said they visited inside and that people were being treated fairly and humane. So I just don't understand why you would do this.
I don't either, actually, because there's no rational sense. And again, I think, Sean, that the Democrats have chosen the 20% of an 80-20 issue. They're unfailing at this recently.
Well, this is Marxist street theater. That's what it's all about. And look, U.S. Attorney for Jersey, Alina Hava, announced yesterday she's launched an official federal investigation into the behavior of these members of Congress. In fact, there's footage of LaMonica McIver verbally abusing and physically assaulting federal agents at this facility. At one point, she screams into the face of a female ICE agent, quote, "I touch whoever I want, MF-er," end of quote. Then she body slams a male officer with her belly.
Yeah, well, of course, that was probably unintentional. She just forgot that she was 93 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
It could be. All right. So, look, it's going to continue. This nonsense will continue on this issue. And there's something, though, to bear in mind. Now, yesterday, the market had another tremendous up day. But yesterday morning, Stuart Varney was sitting down to talk about exactly how well the market is doing.
We have a tsunami of positive news which investors just can't get enough of. Listen to this. Overnight, the U.S. and China announce a trade deal. Both sides will cut tariffs by 115%. Very few people were expecting tariff cuts as big as that. This deal lasts 90 days and the talks will continue. Investors absolutely love it.
So, Sean, you think that there was a big bump out of Great Britain and the agreement there? If you're really talking about an agreement with China in 90 days, expect the market to skyrocket. I mean, just it's up like 1,000. It's up 1,000 points on Monday. Who knows what's going to happen by the end of the day today?
I remember last week President Trump said, "I would advise you to buy stock now because based on the trade deals that we're about to announce, what we're going to be cutting, and based on he thinks the one big beautiful bill is going to get through the House before Memorial Day. We'll see. It's a heavy lift, that's for sure." But he's going to have to get personally engaged in order to get it there. Can you imagine if all the Trump tax cuts, no tax on tips, no Social Security, no overtime tax, whatever, if all that gets through, they're now thinking that the checks, the benefits of this will be felt first quarter of 26 in a midterm election year.
Yeah, which is very important, which is part of why they have to move that bill through Congress, through the House now, and through the Senate by around July 4th.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk with Melissa Henson of the Parents Television Council on just what Meta's AI chatbot is doing with children.
This Mike is 1-2-3. The right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. House Republicans begin their public debate today on the Trump tax cut and budget legislation, and it won't be easy sailing. For example, in the Senate, Republican Ron Johnson has already said he doesn't support the mega bill.
Johnson has repeatedly warned that he would oppose the bill emerging from the House if it doesn't go far enough to reduce the deficit. A House GOP bill, which will face a crucial stretch of committee work before a full vote on the floor next week, aims to reduce spending by at least $1.5 trillion. Senate Republicans have pointed out that $1.5 trillion House target as their aspirational goal, but some, including Johnson, want to go significantly higher and return to pre-pandemic spending levels, or a reduction of roughly $6.5 trillion. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is touring parts of the Mideast this week. He's there to secure new investments for the U.S. The Trump administration admitted 59 white South Africans to the U.S. yesterday, even as it limits refugee admissions for the rest of the world. And that has upset the Episcopal Church.
The Episcopal Church Migration Service is refusing a directive from the federal government to help resettle white South Africans granted refugee status, citing the church's longstanding commitment to racial justice and reconciliation. Presiding Bishop Sean Rowe announced the step Monday, shortly before the 49 South Africans arrived at Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C. on a private charter plane. Episcopal Migration Ministries instead will halt its decades-long partnership with the government. That's according to the bishop. President Donald Trump opened a fast-track refugee status to white South Africans, accusing their government of discrimination. Bill Alexander, Washington.
U.S. Special Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff met with the Israeli-American soldier who was released by Hamas yesterday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, U.N. inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the shoulder on the outer loop of the Beltway right after Route 40 at exit 15. So they're safely off to the side. Plenty of room to the right. But the rain and just a mess everywhere on the Beltway. Very slow coming down from 795. Now the outer loop is slowing, crossing the BW Parkway. The inner loop is heavy coming up from I-97. All weather related. Inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side, jam. FX is slow south of Ruxton Road. It's going to stay that way all the way into the ramps downtown. Big delay, and now it's combined with the weather. Southbound I-97 coming south of Benfield Boulevard down through the split at Route 32. And then we see some slowing just because of the rain on 50 as you're coming over from Whitehall Road and over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. A lot of slow traffic in the area right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With widespread rain and heavy rain at times, flooding is a concern. No flooding issues at the moment, but we'll be watching it. Showers off and on today, 72. Showers and some thunder tomorrow, 76 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 63 degrees, Ellicott City 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County Police will be activating 6 new speed cameras in school zones next week. Beginning Monday, the 19th, there's going to be cameras at Krieger Schechter Day School on Stevenson Road, Pleasant Plains Elementary School on East Joppa, St. Paul's Lutheran School on Jerusalem Road, and Rossville Elementary School on Rossville Boulevard. For the first 30 days, drivers going 12 miles an hour or over will receive warnings, but after that grace period, citations will be issued. More than 225 firefighters responded to the scene of a 7-alarm blaze at a West Baltimore warehouse. Crews were called to North Benelu and Edmondson to fight this fire. Found heavy smoke and fire coming from the multi-story building. Fire broke out near the train tracks, disrupting service for Amtrak and MARC. Anne Arundel County man has been arrested in connection with a hit-and-run crash involving a Maryland State Police carrier. Ryan Heim is accused of striking the trooper's vehicle on Route 50 in Annapolis Monday afternoon. He's criminally charged with transporting a handgun on person, second-degree assault, hit-and-run, fleeing and eluding, and other charges related to the incident. No one injured. The investigation is ongoing. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 240, pick 4, 1884. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds and Twins tonight between the raindrops at Camden Yards. The left-hander, Cade Povich, will ply his trade at 635. Here's Povich asked a couple of weeks back if the Birds were on the verge of turning it around.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've said it, I think, all year. But, you know, we know we're a good team. It's going to come. It was a crappy month. The month's over.
Birds are 3-6 since. They're 8 back now of the Yanks. The Capitals now one game away from elimination following last night's 5-2 crushing administered by the Hurricanes. Caps forward Tom Wilson says there's no sense in looking back.
I'm going to pass and get the scores in the series. The next game's huge, so that's going to be our focus and clean some stuff up and turn the tides a little and get a big win on home ice and go from there.
Finally, journalism, the early favorite, as post positions were announced yesterday for Preakness 150. 9 horses will compete in Saturday's race. Bob Baffert's entry, goal-oriented, slotted on the rail. Derby favorite journalism will fire out of the number 2 gate. And American Promise, that's the son of Triple Crown winner Justify, slotted in the number 3 post. Coming up in 30 minutes, another great moment in Preakness history. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is a constant, never-ending battle if you are a parent or a grandparent, making sure your children are shielded from all sorts of nasty stuff on the internet and on their phones, etc. Joining us now on the Newsmaker Hotline is the Vice President of the Parents Television and Media Council, Melissa Henson. Melissa, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So the Wall Street Journal recently tested and is reporting that Meta's new AI chatbot is problematic on so many different levels. But let's talk specifically about what they found, that the new Meta AI will engage with sexually explicit conversations with children. What did they find?
I'd like to say this is shocking but not surprising given systematic failures with every new product rollout since Meta's launch. But these investigators at the Wall Street Journal found was even if you told the chatbot that you were a minor, you know, a kid 13, 14 years old, it would still engage in sexually explicit conversations with you. And what's even more troubling, I think, is if you were an adult, you could have the AI bot assume the persona of a teenage child and engage in sexually explicit conversations with you. So it's basically encouraging adults to engage in these fantasies about sexual activity with underage children.
This is like 35 Shades of Disgusting.
Yeah, perverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that was a red flag to me besides that, which is in and of itself very alarming, is that they're using a lot of celebrity voice AI impressions, right, which also can be very influential on children. In one case, they cite John Cena, the wrestler, quote, "I want you, but I need to know you're ready," end of quote, to a user identifying as a 14-year-old girl, reassured the teen wanted to proceed. The John Cena voice bot promised to, quote, "cherish your innocence before engaging in a graphic sexual scenario," end of quote. Can these celebrities sue if they're being used for this kind of immoral purpose?
Yeah, I don't know what the legality of this is right now, but certainly it opens up the possibility of, you know, something, a scenario I could imagine where a child was led into doing something and then they could reasonably claim that they thought that they were talking to an actual celebrity. I could see a whole host of lawsuits resulting from this. But as I say, it's shocking but not surprising. You may remember when Meta rolled out their virtual reality headsets, there were all sorts of reports about sexual assaults that were happening in this virtual world that they created. In some cases, within minutes of logging on, women were reporting that they were getting groped and sexually assaulted in these virtual realities that Meta created. And despite these reports, they lowered the age threshold for some of their products from 13 to 10 years old. So there's all kinds of problems when it comes to Meta's inability or unwillingness to implement even common sense guardrails to protect kids when they're in these virtual worlds.
Well, I would think that you can't use somebody else's voice or likeness. If you do a commercial and you have an actor pretending he's Sly Stallone or anybody else, that has to be pretty clear that in that commercial, it's a celebrity voice is impersonated. So you're going to have this situation on the internet where celebrity voices are being impersonated if they don't clearly identify that. And then beyond that, say, and what you're doing is not legal, then I think you have massive lawsuits on the way.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's also important to note, I think, in this context, that the House just recently passed the Take It Down Act, which prohibits the use of AI in the creation of pornographic images, for example. So, you know, there were images of Taylor Swift, for example, that were being circulated online that were AI generated. So the Take It Down Act would certainly provide some protection against the use of celebrity likenesses in certain contexts. I don't know if it would extend to the use of their voices, though.
All right, Melissa Henson is going to stay with us here. There's more legislation we need to talk about, how to protect our children and grandchildren here from threats like Meta AI. It's 8:13.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, JFX with the rain, just looking live at Northern Parkway, Ruxton Road, City County Line. It's still crawling. It's just weather related. Just really can't make any speed at all today with the rain. So Ruxton Road through the City County Line. And after that, you have to use caution all the way through the ramps downtown. 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still have not figured out exactly what is causing this backup, but in the area south, the 395 at Camden Yards, it's still stop and go right through there, but at least on the southwest side, as we're getting down 95 towards the Beltway, the speeds are better. So whatever it is, and it may be just a minor accident there at Washington Boulevard, has this slowed up, backed up all the way through the tunnel, and then the tunnel is backed up all the way back to the city-county line. 895, you're sitting still right at Moravia Road. So both the tunnels are still 35 to 40 minute delays southbound.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain all day, heavy at times, flooding in low-lying areas possible, 72 right now, 65 in rain in Owings Mills, 66 in Annapolis. Vice President of the Parents Television Media Council, Melissa Henson, is with us. We're talking about the Meta AI chatbot, which can engage kids in sexually explicit conversations. You know, I go all the way back to Tipper Gore and others, both Republicans and Democrats, who were trying to clean up what was happening online in our music and our video games. And while we've made some progress, yeah, Melissa, we still got a long way to go. I know there's the Kids Online Safety Act. Is there anything in that act that you could point to that could really hinder the ability for these people to prey on our children?
Yeah, I would say the Kids Online Safety Act would be a significant step forward for people that are concerned about what's happening with kids online, and especially in social media, because it imposes a duty to care on these social media companies. So if it is at all foreseeable, or if it can be anticipated that there could be some negative outcome, some negative consequence because of content that these platforms are allowing, it does impose liability on these companies. And right now they have a significant protection under Section 230. So by imposing a duty to care, it means that these social media companies are going to be they're going to have to be much more proactive in trying to prevent harm, rather than just sort of passively sitting back and saying, well, you know, it's not our fault. You know, we couldn't control it. They have to be out there proactively trying to prevent.
Well, that's the point of Section 230, is they claim they're just a platform, and as a platform, they can't have editorial control. So simply strip them of Section 230 and say, you're now a publisher, not a platform.
Yeah, and it's the Kids Online Safety Act is not completely undoing or unraveling Section 230, but it is addressing a point of it, which is saying that if you can't anticipate, you know, that feeding kids content that's encouraging them to commit suicide might lead to somebody committing suicide, then you have a responsibility to take that down.
Yeah,
Civil penalties if you don't.
I've talked to parents, and they say this: the age verification stuff is a joke. Anybody can just, you know, get through.
Sure.
The age or ages, you basically, am I over 18? Yes, click yes, and you know, yeah. So and that's a joke. So what could be done on the parent side of things so that parents could have better control over their internet devices and access to the internet?
Yeah, so there are a lot of things that as parents we need to do. One thing is, I would say delay getting your child a smartphone. There are organizations that say wait until 8th. I say wait even longer. Wait as long as you possibly can to put your kid on a smartphone. Especially these days, more and more schools are cracking down on cell phone use. They're requiring kids to turn their phones in at the beginning of the school day, and they can't get it back until the school day is over. There's no reason for 12, 13, 14-year-old kid to have a smartphone. Second of all, as parents, we need to delay letting our kids on social media. I would say 16 or older would be an appropriate age. Certainly not under the age of 16. Social media is just not designed for young children, not meant to be used by young children. Keep the devices in public areas of the house. Make sure that you're aware of what your kids are doing online. There are also things that you can put on your Wi-Fi, you know, at the network level, companies like Covenant Eyes and Bark that provide filters so that you can limit your child's ability to access certain kinds of content. So as parents, I think we need to explore all those options.
Melissa, is that at the router level? I mean,
at the router level, yeah.
So other kids would not have the possibility of getting control. Could you name the companies again? Because that's important information.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You were a little fuzzy there. I didn't hear what you just said.
Yeah, so could you name the companies? Because that is important information.
Yeah, you can find information about the parental controls and filters at our organization's website, which is parentstv.org. And you can also research groups like Covenant Eyes and Bark that provide router-level filters.
Very good. Melissa Henson, Vice President, Parents Television and Media Council. Again, that website, parentstv.org. Melissa, thanks for sounding the bell here. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right, it is 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now, Michael Friedman, the lead counselor from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. So this is going to be an interactive segment.
Okay.
Meaning you guys have to listen for a second, okay? Give me your best shot of registered cars, the percentage of registered cars in Maryland that are uninsured.
Registered cars that are uninsured, I'm going to say 15%.
37%.
Well, I guess 17. The answer is 16.
Oh,
37, by the way, is like Florida.
Yeah.
About 40%.
That's what I was thinking, of course.
So that that means that there's a 16% chance that if you're struck by somebody who is driving negligently, they will not have insurance, meaning you have to use your uninsured motorist coverage to recover, which should be no problem. What's happening, and friends of mine are telling me in the insurance industry, the agents, that because of the uncertainties, and around here there are a bunch of government people who have lost their job, they're cutting back. And an easy way to cut back is not to see the dentist. Another easy way to cut back is to cut down on your insurance premium. And that is what's happening. So for those of us who are fortunate enough to continue to be employed and not affected, we need to not only make sure that our uninsured motorist coverage is intact, but we really should increase it, because how many times do we hear from our clients who get hit by somebody else, well, that jerk only had the minimum coverage, $30,000. Well, how much did you have?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, it's his fault. Yeah, but UM coverage is vital. So I always recommend at least 100, 300 coverage. And if that's your liability, that's your uninsured motorist coverage. So do yourselves a favor in this time, in the springtime, while we're doing springtime cleaning, clean up your insurance, your auto insurance, take a look at the policy, make sure that your uninsured motorist coverage equals your liability coverage, because it doesn't necessarily have to, okay, but it needs to. So check that out. And, you know, if you're 5,100, find out what the premium difference is if you go to 100, 300, okay? Because it could really make a difference if you're really injured and you have any hospital stays or anything. So, like everything else, you have any issues, give us a call, 410-363-6848. Or the better way that people are taking advantage of is go to our website, maflaw.com, and email us. It goes right to my desktop and Steve's and Rachel's and to our phones, to our heads, you know, and we get back to you immediately. So there are a bunch of ways to contact us. Okie dokie, hope that opened some eyes.
Yeah, we're going to fill up those email inboxes now.
Yeah, well, good. I love to see. I love that.
I know you do. All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right, guys. Talk to you next
week. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com.
8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Yep, we're just looking at very slow traffic because of the weather, and I think there may be a new call of an accident here on the outer loop. The report was between 15 and 16, so that would be between Route 40 and I-70. I've been watching the camera here at I-70, see if any equipment came down through there. It's already slow anyway, and it's backed up from that point all the way back into the ramps and even beyond at 795. I think at one point I looked back, let me see at the camera here at Reisterstown Road, and it was still slow all the way back Reisterstown Road, all the way down the west side. The inner loop is Liberty Road through Greenspring, and then the Parkville side, of course, with the rain, heavy traffic anywhere from Bel Air Road all the way around to Providence Road. JFX has been hurting this morning. The lanes are open, but just because of the rain, and we know the conditions of the JFX when it rains, that windy area after Northern Parkway, so that's been slow coming in from the city-county line. Goes without saying, major backups are still there. Started with the wreck 10 minutes to 6 this morning in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That backed up to the city-county line. 895 went back to Moravia Road, still right in the same exact spot. All the roadways in West Baltimore are still blocked. Clean up on the big fire at Edmondson Avenue and Bentelow Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, it's going to be wet and wild next couple of days. Rain, heavy at times today, flooding maybe in low-lying areas, 72. Rain continues tonight, shower storms possible again tomorrow, 76 for the high. Right now, it is 60 in parts of Arnold and 64 in Edgewater. So, but raining. So a little bit wet, as they say. Time now for to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, folks, it's time to find out which lefty has lost it. This one may be deliberate. This one may be chronic, as a matter of fact. Please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns before coming to a full stop, and outsteps the savior of the Democrat Party.
It is this fear that the people within the party, within the primary system, will have about voting for a woman, because every time we voted for a woman, we've lost so far. And I think that that's a natural fear, because we just want to win. So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? Like, let's go find the safest white boy we can find. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Now, thank you, Jasmine Crockett, for that incredibly incisive political commentary that they need to find a safe white boy to run in 2028. Of course, that's not racist at all, folks. Just so you know, that is not racist at all. Specifying both the gender and the color of the individual who might be acceptable to the Democrat Party.
She has no clue what she's doing, and she doesn't care.
No, she doesn't. No, no. Jasmine Crockett, see ya.
Yeah, imagine he, you know, reverse that if it was a white person.
This is Joe Biden talking about Barack Obama.
Yeah, imagine if
yeah.
We don't have to imagine that actually took place.
Yeah, presentable black man. Yeah, what was the phrase? You know,
just crazy. What she says and gets away with it,
yep.
And nobody holds her accountable. Much like Ilhan Omar, remember she said she was going to target or profile white men. That was just last week. Yeah. She said that. Remember that?
Yeah.
What happened to her?
Well, she just went away for a while.
Hey.
She'll be back.
I was talking to a friend online on X the other day, and she's actually asked Speaker Johnson to hold her accountable for that. And, you know, nothing. Crickets from Republicans.
Yeah, there's a lacking of spine in some quarters of the GOP.
Well, the GOP.
Or maybe they're just trying to say this isn't the priority. We'll get to that eventually.
Let's talk about the lack of spine for just a second. The GOP-controlled House and Senate have sent fewer bills to a Republican president than any other Congress in 70 years.
Hmm. 70 years?
All the executive orders that President Trump has signed need to be codified.
They're codified into law.
Because they'll get wiped out by the next president if it isn't J.D. Vance or whoever.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a Democrat. They'll just wipe it out. And all this hard work that we've done over the last 4 years will mean nothing.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the One Big Beautiful Bill is the shiny new toy, but there are other committees that could get this stuff done. You know, I think the Doge thing, I'm beginning to think that was... I think Trump meant it. I think Elon Musk... But I think the Republicans aren't treating it seriously.
No, and I think they really have to if they want to maintain some sense of integrity. Beyond that, there's a second issue, and that is the pushback has started on some individuals who have been dismissed from federal government service. It says, why? That individual is qualified, smart, just all did the job. You go a little deeper, and you find out, well, yeah, but that individual was also posting anti-Trump screeds.
Where's I understand the rhinos and the Never Trumpers. They're not going to lift a finger to help Trump in any way, shape, or form. But where's the House Freedom Caucus led by Congressman Andy Harris?
Yeah.
Why aren't they screaming to the heavens over stuff that's not been codified in legislation as of yet? So, again, this is the circular firing squad. Trump is successful in spite of the Republican Party.
Hey, by the way, does Andy Harris not like us anymore?
That's a question you need to ask him.
Yeah.
Rescue Healthline, of course, every Sunday morning right here on WCBM. I host it along with a physician of the day. But right now, they want to remind you they're rolling back prices to 2010. 2010 is, again, great prices have already been slashed at the website. And right now, you can buy two, get one free, or buy three, get two free when you order at res-q.com or you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. These are omega-3s. They're vitamins. They're men's and women's supplements, all natural nutrients. Nutraceuticals with no side effects. They're pure, they're powerful, they're potent, and they're available right now at 2010 pricing at res-q.com or 1-800-262-5483. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. More than 225 firefighters responded to the scene of a 7-alarm blaze at a West Baltimore warehouse. Crews were called to North Benelou and Edmondson Avenue. On Monday evening, they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the multi-story building. A fire broke out near the train tracks, disrupting service for both Amtrak and MARC. Anne Arundel County man has been arrested in connection with a hit-and-run crash involving a Maryland State Police cruiser. Ryan Heim is accused of striking the trooper's vehicle on Route 50 in Annapolis Monday afternoon. He's criminally charged with a second-degree assault, transportation of a handgun on person, hit-and-run, fleeing and eluding, and other charges related to the incident. No one injured, and the investigation is ongoing. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland AG's office is reviewing Monday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore. Police fatally shot a man in the 4600 block of York Road after he allegedly fired shots at the officers who were approaching him around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. City police investigating a triple shooting in South Baltimore. Officers received a shot spotter alert for gunfire at the 1100 block of Sergeant Street. Monday evening, they found two women there who had been shot. Both victims taken to local hospitals in stable condition. Officers then called to a hospital short time later, where a 14-year-old boy turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound in the leg. Police say yes, he had also been shot on Sergeant Avenue. A man dead after a Monday afternoon motorcycle crash in Cecil County. Maryland State Police say the accident happened in Elkton, and a 63-year-old motorist, Velmer Huff Jr., was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. His passenger also injured and taken to the hospital. According to the preliminary investigation, a 73-year-old woman driving a van on Dogwood Road struck the motorcycle, which was traveling north on Blue Wall Road. Charges will be determined pending the investigation in consultation with the county state's attorney's office. 8:32 next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention Maryland business owners, did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now every month your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3, lottery number 240. Your pick 4, 1-884. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes at 8:33.
Just back down revisiting 95 at 395, and it looks like it's a little better now where we had delays earlier south of Camden Yards. It's loosened up a little bit. Still getting the rain, but the pace is much better now heading from that point at Camden Yards, eventually out to the Beltway. Just looking at both the tunnels, Moravia Road is where 895 begins to slow. From there, all the way through the Old Harbor Tunnel, 35 minutes at least. 95 is still backed up towards the city-county line going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And I'm just looking at the southbound side to make sure we're still pushing traffic through there. And it looks like we're okay with all four lanes open, but the pace is still slow, all weather-related. A delayed accident on the bridge on Delaney Valley Road right before you get to the light there at Jarrettsville Pike. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With widespread rain and heavy rain at times, flooding is a concern. No flooding issues at the moment, but we'll be watching it. Showers off and on today, 72. Showers and some thunder tomorrow, 76 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
100 years of making the most out of a million priceless moments. Then, now, always. Erie Insurance.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. As the Birds embark on a three-game set against the Twins tonight, there's been some speculation about the status of manager Brandon Hyde should the Orioles' struggles continue. General Manager Mike Elias asked about Hyde's strengths as a manager.
Knows baseball really well. He's a good evaluator. He uses information at his disposal in a way that is intelligent, but also in a way that cares for his players.
First pitch tonight at 6:35 with Cade Povich going for Baltimore. A vote of confidence from Elias. Playoff recap from last night on the ice. The Oilers and Hurricanes took 3-1 leads in their series. Caps and Canes back in D.C. on Thursday night for Game 5. On the hardwood, the Knickerbockers and the Timberwolves took 3-1 leads in their series. The Celtics' Jason Tatum, though, carted off last night with 2:58 to play at the Garden in New York. Boston head coach Joe Mazzulla very concerned.
Obviously, I was concerned about someone's health. So, you know, it's twofold. We're concerned about his health, where he's at, and then we're concerned about what we have to do better for Game 5. And get back to Boston.
Fox Sports' Jordan Schultz reporting the Ravens were contacted by the Cowboys a couple weeks back when Dallas went looking to acquire a receiver. Rashad Bateman was the object of their desire. Ravens said no thank you. Cowboys moved on to George Pickens. MIA baseball playoffs yesterday, best 2 of 3. Calvert Hall 7-1 over Archbishop Spalding. John Carroll nips Mount St. Joe 3-2. Game 2's if not rained out scheduled for today. MIAA lacrosse semifinals also set for tonight. It's Boys Latin against number 1 Spalding at 5 p.m. Calvert Hall against three-time defending champion McDonough at 7:30 p.m. Those games tonight at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. And finally, in honor of Preakness Week 150, we take a look back at some of the most memorable moments slash greatest calls in Preakness history. Today, coming in at number 4, we'll take you back to 2009. Mind That Bird had won the Derby and was the favorite at the Preakness. But there was another horse in that race that stole the show.
Around the far turn here to the goal, Rachel Alexander. The leader by two as the field turns for home. Big Drama running in second now. Mind That Bird looks for a way through and he had to go way outside for it. Musket Man toward the inside. Rachel Alexander's in front with one furlong to go. Musket Man moves to second. Mind That Bird is third on the outside. The filly trying to hold on. She's clear but free. Mind That Bird runs at her late. Here's the winner. And the filly did it. Rachel Alexandra has defeated the Kentucky Derby winner, Mind That Bird, by 3/4 of a length.
Larry Colmus with the call on NBC, and that was one of the great finishes in Preakness history. It was Rachel Alexandra becoming the first filly since Nellie Morse in 1924 to win the Preakness. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's a little game called Tic-Tac-Bro.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is a great story. It's a follow-up. We told you yesterday about Rangers rookie Josh Young, who hit his first major league home run with his mom in attendance on Mother's Day. Well, his brother, Jace Young, was his opponent. He played for the Tigers. The Tigers and Rangers were playing. Well, not only that, but the two of them were third basemen, and apparently they were playing a game of tic-tac-toe in the dirt at third base between innings. Jace Young started the tic-tac-toe thing, and then when each third baseman would come out, they would make
the move. And they had to get that game done before the grounds crew came out to clear off the dirt.
The seventh inning?
Right. Well, yeah. It was actually in the fifth. So four moves in, Jace Young beats his brother Josh across the X's across. And that's how they, and that was the first time they had ever played against each other because they were teammates all along.
Wow.
Until that game.
Look up the brothers playing for the Jets. I think there's two brothers, right? The Williams brothers playing for the Jets, and they just drafted another one or signed an unsigned. So there could be the possibility of
three brothers
on an NFL roster playing for the same team.
Well, it's more work for me, but I'll check it out.
All right, very good. We like to keep you busy. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. This is just an incredible story. 6-year-old child. And going to school at the Falstaff Elementary Middle School in the city, walks out of the school, unattended. Nobody stops him. He walks all the way to Reisterstown Road Plaza, half a mile away, crossing a busy intersection. Imagine all the horrible things that could have happened to this 6-year-old and his mom, Belinda Curry, as you might imagine, not happy.
When I drop them off, or when any parent drops them off at 7:30, it's with the understanding that your child is safe until pickup.
Yeah. Well, that didn't happen, obviously. She said she got a call from the principal of the school.
He proceeded to tell me that there was an emergency with Liam. I said, well, where did you find him at? He said Reisterstown Plaza. My heart just instantly dropped. All kinds of things were going through my mind, thinking what happened, if anything could have happened, but it didn't, thankfully, through the grace of God.
Wow. 6 years old. So she had some choice words for the principal and the staff at Falstaff.
Making sure the children are safe and accounted for at all times. All times. They need to revamp their security methods and protocols because not just for Liam, for all the children.
Yeah, Mike, what security methods and protocols?
Really?
Because if a 6-year-old child can walk out unattended and unnoticed, who could walk in to that school? So, once again, just a black mark for Baltimore City school system. And, you know, they issued some statement that, you know, they're going to review everything. Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, it could be that he was just doing a little shopping. I think there's a Five Below and a Burlington Coat Factory there.
Yeah, there was. That's where they caught him, in the Five Below.
In the Five Below?
Yeah.
But he's six.
I don't even know how he was there. I don't even know who called him. I don't even know how they knew to look there because he took a wrong turn. The way home was a different way. He took the wrong turn. That's why he ended up at Reisterstown Road Plaza. Then another day in Baltimore, gunfire, a suspect gunned down York Road, Cold Spring Lane, and that neighborhood now is turning into this is a daily occurrence. Here's the police commish.
This is an area we've had some violence recently. They saw someone that they wanted to speak to. As they got out of the vehicle, the suspect took off running, withdrew the weapon. Officers ordered him multiple times to drop the weapon. Instead, he elected to shoot at one of our officers that was in the vehicle, and officers returned fire, shooting the suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox 45 interviewed somebody walking down the street, and he said, you shocked? Are you surprised? He goes, no. It happens all the time. But, you know, Mayor Scott, he showed up with a cautionary note for thugs that would engage in this kind of behavior.
You cannot drive up and down the street at any time of the day, let alone in the early afternoon, and not be full of people in cars.
Yeah, well, look. This is something that we've seen. He's more concerned about Ross Baraka getting into the ICE facility than he is people being gunned down the streets of Baltimore. But that's, you know, the crime is down. I know Kim will be in a couple minutes. Yeah. I know she's going to be talking about it on her show, how they're lying to us about crime. And you could see it. You could see the anecdotal evidence and real evidence, how they may be massaging and manipulating the numbers, but crime continues. People being gunned down in the streets, carjackings, people being assaulted on a daily basis. And wait till you hear the story about what DJS is paying some of their detainees.
It's amazing. By the way, I'm still confused. So the kid was found in five under, but he's six.
Five below.
Five below.
But
he's six. Sure.
Yes, he is six. But he didn't know. Neither the school or the five below in that particular case carded.
They don't check age. Yeah. You would think they would in the store named that way. It's 8:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker. What?
I tell you, if that was my child, I'd be livid.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be livid.
I'd be beating his ass every day.
There you go. I know he would. I can count on Chuck.
You know, I can just, you know, my mother used to keep a switch on top of the china cabinet. Mm-hmm. And that was the deterrent all I ever needed to see was a willow tree switch.
Oh, that guy's, it was a light switch.
Yeah. But yeah. Back in Irvington, like there was a lot of discussion about Chuck switching.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. Well, you're on it today, aren't you, Sean?
I'm practicing. Yeah. I'm rehearsing for the big roast.
Yeah. You'll get your chance. You don't have 2 minutes. Somebody pull the trap door and you go away. The southbound side of 29, there was a wreck. I think this car spun out and hit the guardrail, but they cleared it very quickly right after Broken Land Parkway. So most of the backup is gone, but just gives you an indication. We had heavy rain right in that area, so we're getting a little ponding on the roadways. We're getting all kind of stuff, and it's just really slow through the area. The backup towards Annapolis, yep, that's still there. Benfield Boulevard on I-97 down through the ramps at Route 32. Most areas on the Beltway still slow, going to be that way. We've had all the heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Those delays continue. JFX is still solid from Ruxton Road down through the city county line, and then you really have to watch your speed on the expressway from Northern Parkway into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a rainy day today. Rain heavy at times. Some flooding maybe in low-lying areas. 72. Rain continues overnight. Shower storms continuing into tomorrow and Thursday as well. Right now, 65 and raining in Bel Air. 66 in Stevensville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day. I need some good. I tell you, I really respect a lot of these individuals who do these marathons, triathlons, etc. It's just the incredible, indomitable human spirit, the motivation, the endurance that they have to have, both physical and mental. Because you don't have to be prepared physically. You can be the best trained athlete in the world.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the mental chops to pull it off. Listen to this. 31-year-old former Royal Marine from the UK just completed the longest triathlon ever. More than 8,000 miles over the course of 8 months. Here's Mitch Hutchcraft explaining his journey, including the end. And how did he end it? He climbed Mount Everest.
Day one, swimming the English Channel. 18 hours, 19 minutes. From there, I cycled 12,000 K across 18 countries to the ocean. Then from there, a couple of days later, I then ran 900 K. And then from Kathmandu, it was a 360 K trek from there to where we are now at base camp. I never dreamed I'd be coming to Everest doing the longest climb in history. That was just kind of happened. But, you know, to kind of letting people down, people who've been following my journey, letting myself down more than anything, that's kind of what scares me. But I'm focused now.
That's insane.
Wow.
It's just insane. Kudos to him, obviously. So Tristan Jackson, he is one of the five defendants convicted in connection to the Brooklyn Day mass shooting. His recent sentencing has led to new information and questions surrounding DJS. Remember we said earlier this morning, based on the fatal Howard County car crash, more and more people calling for. But, you know, it's not just Vinny Schrawley. Let's face it. He's the figurehead.
Right, right.
It's Westmore. Okay.
Yeah. If Westmore said, do this.
Right.
Then
if Westmore picked up the phone and said, I want this to stop immediately, it would stop. But it hasn't. So it's a two-headed snake. So there's now we find out that they're actually paying these detainees at DJS. The Green Cadet Program, something called YOLO, Youth Opportunity Learning Occupation, Summer Youth Employment. The first two programs I mentioned pay enrolled youth offenders almost $20 an hour. That's about $40,000 a year, Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay, these are people that have offended. They have done something wrong. They are wearing ankle monitors, we think. We hope. And they're getting paid. What's unclear exactly is what program Tristan Jackson was enrolled in. His attorney revealed in court that at the time of the mass shooting, he was wearing an ankle monitor and working as a paid intern for DJS, making $20 an hour.
Wow.
just
now,
wrong.
The left will tell you, well, we have to incentivize these youth. If we don't give them a reason to stay out of trouble, then they're just going to commit more trouble. As they're wearing ankle monitors shooting up the Brooklyn Days event.
That's protection money.
Yeah. It's basically, it's a bribe.
It's, yeah, it's
a bribe. Please don't offend again, and we're going to pay you not to offend again. This isn't punishing people. This is rewarding people. You are paying people money after they just committed a crime.
Yeah, I got a really nice grocery store here. What if I pay you $20 an hour to make sure that the front window doesn't get broken in? That's basically what we're doing here, is paying protection money.
That's exactly it. The state of Maryland is running, besides one of the biggest money laundering schemes in history with the teachers' unions, they're now engaged in racketeering. I don't know. Maybe they learned it from some of the Safe Streets program. Look, this is upside down.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that more people don't know what's going on here. Now, look, I understand you want to try to incentivize keeping kids out of juvie hall, or in this case, the DJS. But eventually, when you do stuff like this, you're guaranteeing that they're learning to profit from their crimes.
Sure.
And they're just, it's a future. You're laying the groundwork, a path for them to reoffend as adults in there. In the state of Maryland, who knows? Maybe even that's not that much punishment if you commit a crime as an adult. It's 8:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the ACLU drops a case against the DHS for removing a criminal illegal alien because they were going to lose.
Oh, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right.
Plus, the poor, pathetic, entitled class surrounding D.C. are terrified they're going to lose their illegal nannies and restaurant workers. And they're in a tizzy. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the backup at 895 and right at the city-county line. If you're coming down 95 from Kenwood, from Chesco Avenue, when you get there, 895 is basically stopped right here at Moravia Road. The exit ramp traffic to Moravia Road is backed up. In that backup, there was a broken down vehicle now in the painted out area. But both the tunnels right now, with the rain and all the earlier problems, right here at the city county line to get through both the tunnels. 35 to 40 minute delays as it stands right now. It's not going away anytime soon, and the rain is not helping the situation. Very slow, most sections of the Beltway, Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, all the way from Reisterstown Road down the west side, going into Anne Arundel County, and then areas are slowing just because of the weather between the BW Parkway and the ramps at I-97. JFX has gotten a little bit better coming into the city county line, but still slow, and the pace is going to be slow from the city county line all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain all day today, heavy at times, flooding maybe in low-lying areas, 72 the expected high. Right now, 64 and rain in Forest Hill, and it's 67 and raining in Dundalk. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing fine. What's coming up on the show?
What you guys were just talking about, the Sidestep program. I knew it. I knew they were lying and fudging the numbers. And now, when you're looking at the fact that a lot of these juvenile crimes have not been counted, and I believe a state attorney, Ivan Bates, all, you know, full stop. But if you think about that, and then think about what Mayor Brandon Scott said during the State of the City address, that Baltimore City did not make the top 10, or he said top 20, I think. Top 10 for most dangerous cities.
Yeah.
Again, and this is what I said before, they're making up their own numbers. If you're using their dashboard, then that's the numbers that you're pulling from, which I think that's what that organization did. You don't have the correct numbers. And so this whole thing, I mean, look, they've already rated the most dangerous cities in the country. I think Baltimore is in the top five, as it always is.
Yeah, I would think, look, so Sidestep needs to be looked into. And then this other situation where we're now paying.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Paying juvenile offenders while on ankle monitors. $20 an hour.
That's basically what we're doing with Safe Streets.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You're right. That's probably.
About it, Kim, that's like $10 an hour more than you and I make.
Yeah, sure. We actually make more than because it's 15 more.
Well, we had to pull you off the streets.
Yeah, I have that cardboard box just in case.
No, but this is ludicrous. And for nobody to step up and speak up, I mean, they're all thick as thieves. I couldn't work at Monzi and say, okay, you know what, here are our numbers, and just, you know, forego the actual truth. I couldn't work there knowing that I'm not actually doing any good. And that we aren't getting the actual results, and we're completely lying to the entire country about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, one of these days, as I said, they need a forensic audit to go in and find out where all this money has been spent. And of course, there's all that ARPA money that was redirected. And again, it's, until you hold people accountable, this has got to be, you know, it used to be Louisiana was one of the most corrupt states in the country. I think Maryland has now supplanted that as for corruption.
For sure. Yeah. But now Governor Westmore and so many other elected officials, they've been touting this, you know, lowest juvenile crime in history. It's all going down. And it is not. And I think that they are in on it. I think that Governor Westmore is fully aware because he's, you know, right there with DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi. And I think they're all in on this thing. So hopefully all that gets exposed even further. Of course, we're going to talk about this plane that could be gifted to the DOD. You know what? I thought was a good media spin because they keep saying that this plane is just for President Trump. Meanwhile, it's going to the DOD, and I do understand it is an issue. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but there's a lot of people online saying that he should not accept this jet from Qatar.
Well, question is, we still don't know. Is it a gift or is it a loan? Because I've heard that it was a loan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we heard it was a loaner. So, but that being said, you know, they can say whatever they want about Trump. But here's a guy that took $100 million in pharmaceutical political contributions. And what did he do yesterday?
Yeah.
He went after the pharmaceutical companies.
Exactly.
He cannot be bought.
Yeah.
He cannot be influenced.
Yeah.
So,
again,
and this is a shot really across Boeing's bow.
Yeah.
Get your act together, Boeing.
Yeah. Get the plane
Get rid of the DEI. Start making great planes again like you used to.
Yeah.
Right.
Preferably ones that don't have a screen door.
Just saying. So we have all that, plus also with the latest updates with this fire in West Baltimore as
One more note. Fox News is now reporting that inflation is now rising at the lowest annual rate since February 2021.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's in the middle of this
Jerome
terrifying.
Powell, are you listening, Fed Chair?
Yeah, really.
Are you listening to that?
Where has he been?
Kim, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Tune in right after the 9 o'clock news here on WCBM.
By the way, Sean, I came across something kind of interesting. You should bear this in mind. You were talking about the triathlon before. It turns out that crocodiles, you know, they're faster than human beings in the water. And they run like 35 miles an hour on land. They're faster than a human being on land. So you only really have a chance on the bicycle leg of the triathlon if you're going up against a crocodile.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Something you should know.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to say leg and crocodile in the same sentence because that could be fatal. As it was for one woman.
Yeah.
She was in her canoe or kayak, whatever, and she did not notice. She ran over the back of an alligator, and he got her.
Yeah. Although some people say it was a croc, that whole story.
Yeah.
All right. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Joe Biden is back out on the trail, folks. And the question is, why? Well, he's back out on the trail, according to some, in order to raise money for Biden Incorporated because they're broke. And they don't have a moneymaker in Biden Incorporated anymore. Because, curiously, you have Hunter Biden's artwork is not selling for nearly what it was a couple of years ago.
Remember the blow art? You know, those $500,000 paintings or whatever? Yeah, right. Pity party for the Bidens. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.